I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Fight?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me mine.
Cool. You look so official.
I love it.
Thanks.
With your beads and your purple hair and your purple mic and your black shirt.
Everything matches. It goes together.
Like a phone, a pen, a notepad. Look super official.
I know what
I'm
doing. I know what I'm doing. And thanks for joining us, guys. Welcome to Mamas and Merlot. That was my wonderful friend, Patty, who is joining us today. She hasn't been here in over a year. Hi, Patty.
Hello.
And I am Vanessa. And with me, as usual, is Christy.
Hello.
And we finally have Stephanie back. Yay, Stephanie.
Family drama sucks, but I'm back.
Welcome back. We missed you.
Really wanted to be here.
We know. We know that if you had the choice, you would have been here, obviously, because we're so
like,
cool.
I really wanted to be.
Are you okay, boo?
I'm
just trying to make it taller.
I think that's the tallest that one goes.
Yeah. You can put it on a book or something.
No, it's okay.
That's usually what I do with that. I get, like, one of these boxes.
Get that Legion of Collectors box.
Yeah, that was Wonder Woman. Visitor.
Oh, there's a
child. Go to bed, please. Your bed is fine. Go to bed, please.
And I'm like looking around trying to create like a makeshift stand.
Go to bed, please.
And first interruption of the night is done. We're 1 minute in, guys. Welcome to Mamas and Merlot. Stephanie, how long has it been since you recorded? A couple weeks, right?
Like 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to apologize to our beautiful fan, Cynthia. She sent us a lovely, lovely gift. And we just shared it now live on Facebook. It's a really pretty, like, wooden...
Sign.
I wanted to say plaque, but plaque's not the right word.
No, it's like a sign.
But it's like it's a pretty sign. Oh, it's a wooden.
It's like a sign that you would find at Hobby Lobby. Only it was like personalized.
Yeah,
for
it
us.
Has our logo on it, and we love her
what
for
did you
thinking
find that
of us.
At Hobby Lobby.
Yeah,
isn't that like a shabby chic cool like thing that they would have there?
It's really pretty. So thank you so much, Cynthia, for thinking
it's awesome.
Of us.
I love
it's
it.
Gorgeous. Thank you for sharing, and we love you for sending us a present. So one more thing before we dive in, because we have a lot of fun stuff planned for this evening. We are drinking a Freak Show Cabernet Sauvignon. It says the strongest man on earth, Cabernet Sauvignon.
That means that they have more of them, because I would have to imagine
it's a line, obviously, right? Like,
well, I'm a little okay.
Stephanie bought it, so please.
I have as a child, I always, like, loved the circus, and mm-hmm. I always loved even, like, the like freak show sideshow circus. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always been kind of fascinated with like a little bit of that. Like,
that's creepy.
Oof. I like it though. It's so weird. I know I'm weird. And, like,
did you like the AHS one?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my god, I hated it with my bones.
And and I've always kind of been like fascinated with like a little bit of like the macabre and like human oddities and stuff like that. And it has been kind of cool. So I saw that. And then you guys all know about my like current obsession for like the last 3 months with The Greatest Showman. So
this literally makes me gag. I'm but the so wine sorry. The is wine great. Is fantastic. I actually really love the wine. But
this makes me gag. Not the wine. Not the wine. Picture.
The picture on the bottle. And it goes really great with the cheese you brought.
I brought some Romano. I brought some Manchego. And I brought some
Merlot cheese.
Yeah, everything about the circus absolutely terrifies me. It creeps me out. I think people who are into it are insanely weird.
That's Stephanie.
But you're awesome. That's so fine. And you no, use no, no, ponds, no, no. And your face is beautiful. Your face is gorgeous. For all these people who don't know what Stephanie Patty looks like, she has the brightest, whitest skin. It has like no wrinkles on her forehead whatsoever. She has no crow's feet. Probably because like you never really laugh that much, so you don't get crow's feet.
She doesn't let herself laugh.
You don't get crow's feet. Yeah. Like, it's just like this supple skin. Like, you just want to touch it.
Thank you.
I love it. It's beautiful skin.
Can we have her on more often?
I like the word supple.
Supple.
Isn't that a nice word?
Supple. Yeah. It doesn't just relate to titties.
Well, just for context, Patty and I
our title.
We're talking in the kitchen.
It just doesn't relate to titties.
Patty and I were talking in the kitchen about like anti-aging products, and Patty mentioned that she should start using those, and I kind of gave her like a side-eye judgment, and I was like, I've been using anti-aging stuff since I was 21.
If you don't do it the Stephanie way, you're clearly wrong.
I
know Stephanie's mind, and Stephanie was like, wait. You've been doing shit. Hold on.
Stephanie literally is aging backwards.
Yeah.
Aging backwards.
I appreciate that.
Listen, the reason I have noticed it so much is because I've noticed that I have wrinkles on my forehead now because I do a lot of this.
What is wrong with you?
Move. Go back over there.
Christy, what did you do?
No, there's probably a fish outside that they're barking at. That's how ridiculous the things that they bark at.
The fish that goes across the street.
Just lost its shit. And now the house is protected. I feel that we are no longer alone.
That's the conclusion you jumped to? There's probably a lizard outside.
He was like, literally barking at the air.
That sounds like 30 years old. Yeah. Well, not like 200.
We all know what Sophie does.
That is true.
So. Kids are creepy.
But yes, like I was saying, I have noticed this.
I have them, though. They're there. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. That's very sweet.
There's nothing. So I want to get Botox. I've been actually thinking of getting Botox. I'm like, you know what? Just a little beep, beep. And,
I want to. I'm trying to get them covered by my insurance.
Let's go together.
I'm trying to get them covered by my insurance because of my migraines.
Oh, so if I have migraines, I can get free Botox?
You have to go through, like, some channels and, like medication has to not, like, several different medications and treatments have to not work.
Oh, fuck.
And then it's considered, like, an outpatient procedure. So you have to pay whatever your outpatient copayment is. But mine's, like, $75. So $75 for Botox, how are you? As opposed to like $500-$700.
That's how much it is?
Yeah, it's a lot.
No.
I got quoted once for Botox.
So that's her secret. She's been getting Botox since she was 21.
No, I got quoted once. I got quoted. I haven't done it yet. I would tell you guys if I did it.
Great. Now I got Christy thinking about the forehead.
I've been quoted for it. I've never actually done it, but I got quoted for it once. For Botox was like $550, and
fuck is Botox?
And Juvederm, which is like,
I've never heard of that.
Juvederm is like, they told me it's like Coke and Pepsi. It's like the same. It's like the same effect. Just one. It's like the brand. Okay. Botox is just the popular brand. Juvederm isn't. They use it as like filler also. So like when you get lip injections, like that's what they're putting in your lips.
Ew.
And the Juvederm was like $475.
Oh wow! So, okay, well, this is changing my thought process
it's
a lot.
For the syringe, which you can, they do it in several spots.
That's what I want.
I did a lot of research. Yeah, it's for the whole treatment, and then you can your first
I might
time.
Do that.
You don't need to. The first time you, I think you can go like 4 to 5 months.
I think I'm into that.
You can go, like, the more you, and then you just maintain it, like, every 3 months or so.
I was thinking about it. So, like, does it wear off?
Yeah, it's temporary.
Oh, no.
All that stuff is temporary.
That makes me sad.
Of course. They can't, when are you going to permanently freeze your face?
Yes. I wish. That's kind of what I thought. I thought, like, oh, if you get, like, a little bit of Botox, like, you won't really have to get it again.
No. No, you just have to, never show it. Emotion ever. That's how you keep it.
Just hang on with me a little bit more. So what you're saying is I need to get on, like, some lithium level. No, actually, what I have been considering is that, what's that shit called? It's like that shit that freezes your fat, but it's
sculpting.
For Cool Sculpt.
Cool Sculpting, yeah.
Yes. They do it for, like, very small pockets. Like, it has to be just, like, a little small pocket of fat. So it's, like, really good for, like, your little
love, like, your love handles and stuff,
Or, like, you can do it, like, your inner thigh.
I need that, like, under...
Right there.
Under bra.
Your back fat.
The back fat, yeah. So I've been considering doing that.
Like, yes. By your trapezoid, like this right there.
Yes. I'll keep you posted because I'm really interested in doing it. And I think it'll be worth it because I just have like this little pudge right here. And if you're skinny, that could just leave,
no, hold on, stop.
I'd be very happy.
Stop being the skinny girl that's complaining about your pudge.
No, I am. I am. It is what it is. I am. I'm going to try it. And I'm going to let you know how it goes. I'm going to show you before and after pictures. And you're going
to
like it.
Welcome to
Mama's Try. Judge the shit out of each other.
I am because I... Shut up.
Everybody
skinny.
Has their own shit.
I know.
This is the Mama's and Merlot episode that nobody likes their ass.
Yeah.
That's basically what we're...
I actually really do like my tush-tush.
I don't like my butt.
I like my tush-tush.
You have a nice one.
Yeah. Vanessa. You do
have a nice one.
Okay, we apologize for the dog interruptions.
I don't understand
because the dogs are just being crazy today.
But I think there was somebody outside, and then I saw a car driving away. So Leo, I'm like, medical maybe center, it was Leon leaving medication again. Here, right? Yeah, I know Missy's here. Oh, okay. So I opened the door to see if there was a package, and then Missy, I'm like, who the fuck is parking in my driveway? I was like, that's right, I'm missing a friend. There's one person that hadn't shown up yet. So Missy's here. She's hanging out in the living room watching a movie. So yeah. So what are we gonna talk about right now?
We have things.
Yeah, we have lots of things. Oh my god, so I have an Oliver story real quick that was so fun to do to him. After, not this week because this week was spring break, but last week, after I dropped off Sophie, I was on my way to drop off Oliver to his school, and Oliver starts asking me, "Mommy, what are you gonna do?" And I'm like, "I'm taking you to school." And he goes, "And then what?" And I was like, "And then I'm gonna be by myself." And I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna sit on the couch. And after every sentence, he would start laughing. And I was like, "I'm gonna sit on the couch and I'm gonna watch what I wanna watch. And it's gonna be quiet and nobody's gonna rewind it and nobody's gonna be upset because it's not what they wanna watch." And he was like, "Ha ha, mommy, that's so funny." And I'm like, "I'm glad you find it amusing. Because that's what I'm gonna do.
Because this is literally my dream."
Yes, this is exactly what I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna fold some laundry and I'm gonna watch my crappy TV show and nobody's gonna judge me and it's gonna be awesome. So yeah, that was really fun. And then that same day, Sophie happened to ask me what I did all day, and I was like, I sat by myself and it was quiet and I watched TV. She was like, "Ha ha ha, mommy," and I'm like, "No, bitch, you don't understand. Yeah. It's wonderful."
She's like, "Mommy, that sounds silly."
No. It sounds amazing.
Anybody else?
Yes. No one is allowed. Don't bother me.
It's really warm in here.
It's
always
warm.
Okay. Always. I was like, it's amazing.
No.
Always. Because I've been in the sun.
Always. It's always warm in here. It's already cool. It's going to cool down a little bit, hopefully.
Yeah, my my hot flashes subside at some point. So eventually the room gets cold enough. Gotcha.
And I'm always freezing because the air hits me in the back of the neck. So, lovely.
Frosty bitch.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
So I came across a story the other day and I thought it was hilarious. Has anybody ever been to Neiman Marcus and done any like shopping at Neiman Marcus?
Yeah.
Which one's Neiman Marcus? Have you ever eaten at like their Mariposa Cafe?
Oh, okay. I know.
Okay. So the difference between, there's a couple of differences between Nordstrom and Neiman Marcus, but their cafes have different names. And Neiman Marcus's Mariposa Cafe has these really famous cookies. Mm-hmm. They're like known for. And, you can buy the recipe to these cookies, but it's like a secret recipe and they're like very proud of it, and they don't give away easily, but you can purchase the recipe. So I'm going to read you the story about a mother and her daughter and their interaction at Neiman Marcus with the cookies. So my daughter and I just finished a salad at Neiman Marcus Cafe in Dallas, which is where their corporate headquarters are, just FYI. And we decided to have a small dessert because we are both such cookie lovers. We decided to try the Neiman Marcus cookie. It was so excellent that I asked if they would give me the recipe. And the waitress said with a small frown, I'm afraid not, but you can buy the recipe. Well, I asked how much and she responded, oh, only $2.50. It's a great deal. I agreed to that and I told her to add it to my tab. 30 days later, my visa statement said that I received my visa statement and that Neiman Marcus was charged $285. Mm-hmm. I looked again and I remembered I had only spent $9.95 for two salads and about $20 for a scarf. Which, where are you finding a $20 scarf at Neiman Marcus?
For lies.
Lies.
And did you
That's
not
what
check,
she told her husband.
Did you not sign off on this amount?
Seriously, you didn't get a receipt with the amount that you need to sign?
Listen, when you go to Neiman Marcus, you don't look at the receipt because That's you painful. Feel very uncomfortable with the numbers on there.
Yeah, you don't. When you shop at, I used to work. We remember when we worked at Nordstrom.
Like, the thing is, when you work at those places, you get so used to the prices that you're like, "Oh, this shirt is only $75. Yeah. It's a steal."
And exactly. then you it's like, true. "No, but she's right." She's
and then 100%. You start shopping at Target, and you're like, "But I spent $75 on one shirt when I can get five shirts for $75 yeah. at Target." So, you know, your brain changes.
Yeah. As I glance at the bottom of the statement, it said cookie recipe $2.50. That was outrageous. I called Neiman's accounting department, and I told them the waitress said it was $2.50, which clearly does not mean $250.
No, bitch. You're not going to get away with that.
By any reasonable interpretation of the phrase, Neiman Marcus refused to budge. They would not refund my money because, according to them, what the waitress told you was not our problem. You have already seen the recipe. We absolutely will not refund you money at this point. I explained to the accounting department lady that criminal statuses give, which govern fraud in the state of Texas, govern this as fraud. I threatened to report them to the Better Business Bureau and the Texas Attorney General's office for engaging in fraud. I was basically told, do what you want, don't bother thinking of how you can get even, and don't bother trying to get any of your money back. I said, okay, you folks can get my $250, and now I'm going to have $250 worth of fun. I told her what I was going to that I was going to see to it that every cookie lover in the United States with an email account has a $250 cookie recipe for Neiman Marcus for free. She replied, I wish you wouldn't do this. And I said, well, perhaps you should have thought that before you ripped me off and I slammed my phone. So here it is. And I have the $250
I think
Neiman
I've
Marcus
seen this
cookie
before.
Recipe.
Please send it to me because I would like to make those
cookie
cookies.
Recipe.
Send that shit to me.
Email
Wait, what's Mamas the magic?
At
what is the magic ingredient?
So it's 2 cups butter, 24 ounces chocolate chips, 4 cups flour. This is all standard.
Like nothing exceptional is going on here.
Yeah. 2 cups brown sugar. This is where it gets a little interesting. 2 tablespoons of, oh no, that's of, never mind. Baking soda, 1 teaspoon salt, 2 cups sugar, an 8-ounce Hershey bar grade. So that
okay.
a cup of blended oatmeal, 4 eggs, baking powder, vanilla, and 3 chopped nuts. So
just three.
Yeah, just
chopped nuts. What nuts?
Sorry. Oh. I read it wrong.
Okay, I was like three whole nuts.
Sorry.
Like what kind of nuts?
Kind of nuts.
What kind of nuts?
Just nuts, your choice, it says. Okay. I don't like nuts, so I probably wouldn't put them in.
You don't like them nuts?
Yeah. And then it has like the step-by-step like how to make them. So please use the recipe and send it to every person you know who has an email address. This is terrific. Even if the people on your email list don't eat sweets, send it to them and ask them to pass it on. Let's make sure these ladies get their $200 worth.
Wow. Awesome.
So you're welcome. So, enjoy your cookie recipe.
Yes.
Wow. So grated chocolate and oatmeal.
A whole bar of grated Hershey's. That's got to be what it
so
is.
So it's healthy probably. Because it has oatmeal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. Perfect.
It's like a vegetable.
Yeah. Got a lot of fiber in these cookies. Yeah. Be shitting
is
all
butter
day.
A carb?
Jesus. No, but is it? No.
So I'm excited
That's
to
awesome.
Make some cookies
that,
now.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I can't wait to try that recipe. Please
yeah, I'll email it. I'll send it to you guys. So, anyway, there we go. So, what's up, guys? I have more stuff. You want me to just keep going?
I don't
going?
Know. Everybody's
yeah,
here
going.
Hanging on their phone. Like,
well,
I feel...
looking up for stuff. But, no, it's been... This was not... spring. Was it spring break for everybody?
No. Yeah.
Well,
not.
Public school?
Most public schools in Miami and Broward.
Private school is next week, I think. Because so, Easter is this Sunday.
Because heaven forbid that private school people would do anything the same as, like, public school.
No, we need to keep our children separated.
No,
obviously.
No, that's not why.
I know, Sam. She's like, we like you guys.
We cannot have them mixing with the riffraff is why.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly why.
They're going to take them out under the bleachers and smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. They're going to teach them the ways of the devil.
Exactly.
People don't smoke cigarettes anymore. Actually, the new thing is called juuling. Are you familiar with this?
Yes. No.
Oh, yes. All right. I read that.
All right, people, let's update you.
What is
the new thing? It's called juuling. And they're vape pens that are in the shape of USBs. and they look
oh, yes.
exactly like USBs. They even have them as small the, as, yeah, as the, like your the thumbnail.
Tip, the tip of the pen is a like,
an actual
like a
USB port. You charge it on your I've computer. And kids are taking these to school because they look like fucking USBs. And that's what they're doing. They're just like smoking around town.
But why do they call them Juuling?
I have no idea. That I have not discovered. And it's spelled weird. It's J-U-U-L-I-N-G. Yeah. Juuling. You spelled it wrong. Juuling. Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
I read it as Juuling.
I read it as Juuling. I think when you have two U's next to each other, it's not a W. I think it's an U. And yeah, that's the new thing. So no one smokes cigarettes anymore. Now everybody's Juuling.
Oh, they
do
say,
you Juul?
No.
I've seen them because when I go on the field trips with David, we have to like check the bags of all the kids. And sure. like the freshmen last year, because it's always Christ. The freshmen.
It's always the freshmen because the they're freshmen like, oh, they get away
with shit. The freshman trip last year, like we got like four or five of them with those little USB ones. And they almost got away with it because
you thought they were USBs.
Because we thought they were USBs, and one of the teachers was like, "Hold on, let me send these to my guy, because you can use them for weed too."
Yeah.
So he was like, "I'm gonna let me take a picture of this," and he's like, he basically took a picture of it and sent it to his dealer, yeah. like one of the other teachers, and sent it to his dealer, and was like,
"Steph, I'm gonna stop you right there. What? Welcome to the future. It's now called a plug."
What?
Dealer. That, oh, no one whatever. Says dealer, girl. It's really? Plug. It's plug.
I don't do drugs, Patty.
You need to know these things because when
she
you have kids...
She does not do the marijuana.
Yeah, but you need to know these things because when you have kids... Why like, imagine if we're behind now, what's well, it going to be
they
like?
They called plugs?
They're just called plugs. Like, they're hooking you up. It's a plug.
I'm very disturbed by
but
this.
But by the time our kids are doing sorry, that, Christy's they're going to have 400 confused. Different...
The problem with the Juuls is that one pod is equal to... an entire pack of cigarettes.
It's fucking gross.
So that's the problem with it. Is that it's super strong.
But is it actual like...
It's nicotine.
So it's nicotine. It's not yeah. like vapes.
It's not like e-juice where it's like...
Vitamins.
Yeah. It is not vitamins. It is still nicotine. It's just
etamins,
a very small...
like Sophie says.
Well, anyways,
but you
so
can,
I read
you
that
can
article
vape
about this Juuling, and then my niece comes over. My niece is 18, and she fucking
she's
pulls
18
one.
Already?
Kat is 8.
She's in university.
She's in university school. She's 18.
I was about to say the name of the university, but no, she's in university.
Yeah. Well, anyway, say it she the pulled way. One out, and I'm just like, you're so lame. As I sip on my pen.
You are so basic, Kat.
Yeah. I was like, is that... And then, like, I see her, like, post Snapchat videos of it. First of all, whenever I'm smoking and I send any Snapchat video, they're all privately sent. I'm not going
to
post
and
that
she
shit.
Sends them to me.
Yeah, I send them to, like, Vanessa and, like, my sister who's, like, a pothead. But, like,
hi,
Kat's, like, there. Like, I'm like, stop. Just stop.
Who are you?
Stop. So that's a new thing. Juuling
and plug.
And mm-hmm. it's called a plug.
So this is for all the mamas that are out there that have no idea what the fuck half this terminology
is. No, like now
is.
The moms are like going through their kids' backpacks looking for their fucking USBs and trying to plug them into their computers.
My only thing without knowing the terminology is that like by the time that our kids get old
well,
enough.
Well, yeah, there's going to be new words.
There's going to be new words. So plus, I mean, I have a husband who teaches in high school, so I'll always know like kind of what's
well,
going
didn't
on.
Know
I didn't know
plug.
About plug, though.
You that didn't know plug. Didn't know.
But in all fairness, whenever David has ever like done, like David's never bought drugs. So we've always like just been given them by our good friends.
I don't buy drugs. We just get them.
I'm very just
a rock star.
When did we get to a point that like dealer wasn't good enough?
It's not cool.
I don't know.
Because for like, we're talking
because,
like
the time. You know what the thing
it's
is? Christy,
that's
if
what
you
it is.
Go on Urban Dictionary right now. And like, because that's kind of like, and Reddit, like that's kind of where... Mm-hmm. You know, you can kind of stay up to date, like, with what's going on in the culture right now. It is so fucking confusing. And it makes me feel, like, super ancient. Mm-hmm. And it makes me scared. Because I'm like, I don't even understand any of the shit that's going on right now. And I don't
it's
know what
terrifying.
To expect now in, you know, 10 years when our kids are 15.
Yeah, I saw my we were at my brother's house for my niece's 15th birthday this last month in February. And her sister, who's 16, and their friends came over, and then their other little cousins, like, my sister-in-law's friend's kids, so, like, they've all grown up together. So there's, like, this group of, like, 14 through 17-year-olds, like, sitting around a table, and they're just, like,
going through Instagram and going through Snapchat and talking, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is happening?
It's weird.
It's really mm-hmm. weird. But when I had this whole conversation with my niece about like the boys, because she's showing me pictures of, she was talking about some kid that like, oh, so-and-so says that this guy likes her. And I'm like, well, let me see what picture, who's this kid? Let me see. And she shows me his Instagram, and there's like three pictures of him back to back, like shirtless. And I'm like,
no. How old are they?
The 16.
Okay.
And I'm like, no, that one's a douche. Just walk away. And
but was he holding a fish?
No. But and then I so
is he the kind of kid that probably would be holding a fish?
Yeah, he's the kind of kid that would be holding a fish. In a couple of years, he will be. But and then the funny thing is, like, so I'm like, no, he's any kid. He looks like a douche. He's just trying to show off his body. Like, you this is not the boy that you need. He's gonna be too into himself.
Not the boy for you.
No. And then my friend's son goes, that's every picture. Like, all of them. Like, that's just what they post. All of them are topless, shirtless. Like, that's
bathing
just...
bathing suits. Holding fish.
Yeah. All the boys. Oh, I almost, like, had a heart attack. I'm going to show you a heart attack picture.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm going to show you a heart attack picture because I literally saw this picture and I was like, where's my baby?
Okay. Oh, no, Coco.
That's my niece.
Oh, you're going through what I went through. A couple years ago with my niece.
Yeah, my niece. Like,
I
now
can't take it.
It's spring break. And uh-huh. she posted a picture hanging out with her friend. And I died. Mm-hmm. And she's gorgeous.
Yes. You're going through the exact. I literally went through this about 5 years ago. With,
yeah.
She's when Kat started changing. But, yeah. I was like, shit. No, I don't even like that.
Yeah. Like, and I was
that is
like,
not for me.
And I'm just like, what the fuck?
I can't deal with it because right now, like, all of my cousins who had kids a while ago, like, all of their girls are turning into teenagers right now. And they're also dramatically changing, like, their bone structure and yeah. their jaw is becoming very
defined.
And they're getting attitudes and they're getting their periods and tits and, like, they're tall and. And they're posting, like, you know, little photos on Instagram with, like, duck face and, like, all those cute Snapchat filters that make you look, like, you know, adorable.
No.
No. It's not, actually, it's not duck lips anymore. It's, like, pursed lips. You know, it's, like.
It's the correct.
I can't even fucking do it. Yeah, it's, like, a pursed lip. I'm just sure Stephanie could do it, but she doesn't want to get wrinkles, so.
There you go! That's the perfect pursed lip.
No. You see, that's every picture she sends us is her going.
Yeah. So, oh man, it's just.
I was trying to.
I love it.
I love
Sophie
it.
Sophie put my mom's like red lipstick on the other day, so I'm like, Sophie, blow me a little kiss. But the way she did it made her look like a clown because it was like. And I was like, no, Sophie, smaller, like un besito, like a small kiss. And she was like,
no.
I was like, okay, honey, you keep making that face. Wait, that's okay.
Vanna got super pissed at Sophie. We were at Little Java's, and Vanna just wanted to take this picture. Mind you, our children have been playing for 3 hours in a bounce house.
Yeah, so they're like, because we had to take at least one picture of the four of them together.
So they're like exhausted, not having it. They're done. My son's like has his hand in his pocket and is looking down.
But he looks like a little like GQ model.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
he looks
adorable.
He always acts like he's in a photo shoot. And then my daughter Lena,
like he looks like his father,
is like breaking her hip to pose. And then Oliver has a plastic bag in front of his face. And then Sophie is making.
Sophie's just like. So I tell her.
Sophie looks like you just gave her a big old bag of green peas. And yeah. you told her that she needed to eat it all right now or she was going to get a spanking.
Yeah. And then so I tell her, Sophie, smile. And you know what this bitch does? She takes her pointer and her thumb on each hand. And like pushed her cheeks back. And I'm like.
No.
Bitch, smile. I'm going to kick your ass in front of all
like,
these people.
Smile like you just had fun.
Smile like I didn't
like
just
having fun, goddamn.
Yes, smile like you. I did not just drive 45 fucking minutes to you for you to come
$10.
Bounce in a bounce house and your brother sit in a stupid little bus video game that you didn't even play for 3 goddamn hours and you had pizza. Fucking, I just want one smile.
I want memories.
And I want goddamn memories.
Bro, her smile, she just kind of did like one of those, like, you know, when you ask your friend, like, do I have something in my teeth? And you kind of just like grill them like that. And that's the face that Sophie made.
Well, I sent them the worst one. I sent them the worst
but
one.
But it's so true. We pay a lot of money to go into the Little Java's and
to have
fucking
fun.
Oliver goes.
And he sat in a video game in a little the same little bus
the
from Nathan's
bus
birthday.
Jumba Jumba.
Except I didn't I was like, I paid $10 already to be in here. We spent $20 on pizza. I'm not gonna spend any more money for you to play a video game. Go take your little ass and bounce. Like, we came for you to bounce. He spent the majority of the time sitting in the little bus, and I would be like, and then we, Patty and I would look at each other like, we haven't seen Oliver in a while.
Go check the happy bus.
Yeah, at first I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go around to look at each bounce house to see if he's in a bounce house. And after one time of doing that, I'm like, let me check the bus first. Motherfucker was always in the bus.
Don't you remember at Nathan's birthday what eventually happened?
Yeah, they were,
because it was a double decker. It was like a, there was four, it was enough for four kids.
Yeah,
it was like, there was like a back, yeah,
same exact
back seat, and then the two front. When we stopped paying for it, these kids just sat in the back seat
and they
waiting
just watched
for
the demo,
waiting for other kids to get in there and pay for it.
Yeah. No, and then Oliver would come up to Vanessa, "Mommy, yo estoy manejando."
Yeah. Oh no, and when I would check on him, he would like pull me into the bus. He was like, "Mommy, sit, siéntate, siéntate." And I'm like, "Bitch, I don't
can't
fit." And then like I would be like, "Look, Oliver, I don't fit." And I would kind of like push my arms out a little bit. I'm like, "Look, I don't fit through the entrance." And he would grab my shoulders.
Like, no, I can make
and, like,
you fit.
Pull me into the bus. I'm like, motherfucker, I don't fit. Like, I am not gonna, I'm
they're
not
made
pretend.
For
no, they're
for
not made
us.
For grown-ups.
Meanwhile, we didn't see Sophie and Lena anywhere. They were just like all over the place.
Yeah.
And then Ryan
making friends
just every 2 minutes, "Mommy," waving at me, "Hey, mommy, you see me?" It, like, that boy's so obsessed with me, like, he can't keep his eyes off of me. So okay, everything is just like, "Mommy."
That's a great question.
This was the second, my second.
Tell me that doesn't look like a child who's being forced to eat like frozen vegetables.
She's like, look at her with her finger.
And then
her,
look at Lena literally breaking her yeah, herself. Ryan, I don't know what he's doing.
And then Oliver's like, "What's Sophie doing?"
Yeah,
because Oliver's all about Sophie.
Oh, that's really cute.
Aw, yeah, that's good though. Oh, that's great. Gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah, this is, they're just
crazy,
like all over the place.
Kids are crazy.
I need one photo to prove that we had a good time. So just take the damn picture.
Yep. Not Sophie. Sophie was like, "No, I want everybody to know I had a fucking terrible,
I had an
3
awful
hours.
Time. They're making me go home.
We really got to start doing that picture in the beginning of the day.
Yes. Yeah,
that but is the appropriate time to do it
to cooperate most times.
Because for Nate's birthday, like, we got them to do it at the end, but it was like, "Stop it! Stop moving! Just stay on the bench. Stay on the okay. One's leaving. One's wandering. One come back."
I always wonder about those parents who are able to get like those really perfect photos of their children. Like, what do you do? What are you bribing them?
What
they're
David
bribing,
usually you know? Does is he just bursts the picture.
Okay,
and you're bound to get like
one good one.
Something.
One good one. Yeah. I've tried
that's
that.
That's how we got that awesome pumpkin patch one with the yeah, of the boys.
Well, yeah, I did the same thing. I just like
we just did a burst. David just did a burst picture and. We got some really cute ones of them at the pumpkin patch.
Yeah, I guess that's the only way to do it. But I always think about that. I'm like, look at this. Like, this mom took time. She picked out this really fucking cute outfit. And, like, her kid looks so put together. Takes this perfect photo.
See, I have a ham, though.
How do you do that?
But no, that's, like, for every, but that's like that. For every girl that takes, like, the perfect selfie. Like, there's, like, 85 selfies where that came from. And that's the one.
Like, Nathan just likes taking like photos. To stand yeah, like in front of stuff. This was at school, just like last minute, like taking a picture. But his new thing also is he since he fell back in October and the tooth fell out now in March from being loose, he's missing a tooth.
Aww.
So now his new smile is toothless.
So cute.
So I don't know if you can see it in this picture.
Yes, I can. Oh,
so all his pictures now are like pursed lip, like they're like. Because really I don't know if he's doing it on purpose.
Lena's just now starting to get into pictures, so I catch her like in front of the mirror practicing. And I tell her, you know, gentle smile, like nice smile, like kind of turn your head a little bit, you know? And she's starting to practice in the mirror.
Sophie's
I see
never
her, like,
met a mirror she didn't like.
No, Nathan just randomly poses and tells me to take a picture.
Nice.
That's torturing the dog.
At least he wants you to take a picture of him. Ryan wanted me to take a picture of like the pictures that he made today. Like he laid out on my bed. He's like, "Mommy, take a picture and send it to daddy." I'm like, okay.
Oh no, Nathan. Super. Nathan jumps into other people's random pictures.
That's fine.
Oh my gosh, that's actually a cute bunny.
Yeah. Oh, they have it outside of the
no,
school.
It's just that I feel like every single Easter bunny no, photo that I've ever seen is
hold
absolutely
on,
fucking terrifying.
I got you, boo boo.
No. No. I'm gonna show you. My girlfriend sent me a picture of her daughter. They went to the Miami
wait,
Springs Easter egg hunt. And it was,
I think you showed me one that was terrifying recently.
Yeah, I put it in the chat a couple
she
of days
was like,
ago. I got you.
See, I gotta give them credit at Nathan's school. Like, that one is decent.
Okay. Like,
it's not
it's still scary, but it's not horrible. Let me see where she posted this picture.
Demon Bunny.
Let me see.
That is same bunny from Miami Springs.
Demon Bunny.
Yes. That is the same thing. My friend sent me a picture of her daughter with that bunny. Times it's emaciated. Two. There were two of them.
The problem is
no.
The problem is that it's
no.
Demon Bunny. No. The problem is it needs bunny. To eat a sandwich. It needs to meet a Cuban grandma.
Well, Oliver told me that there was a bunny at his school. I haven't seen it yet.
It needs to meet a Cuban grandma. We've
just recently come across like just a bunch of these little mascots that are terrifying. Like the squirrels from Jumpin' Jamboree.
Oh my God, they are terrifying. Like, you see how happy my kid is with the Easter bunny? You saw him with the
the only one that cared was, liked him was Link, but that's because Link is fucked up and likes scary shit.
Okay, the only one here who like refuses to take her children to take pictures with characters that are like
not
holiday specific, like yeah, that are like holiday specific. Like
I don't do Santa.
I don't do Easter. We bunny. Did.
I don't do Santa.
I don't do Easter.
The school does Easter.
Yeah, the school does Easter. That's the only reason.
Does Easter, but like we'll do Santa. Like
okay,
we'll do Santa.
And we used to do Santa.
Santa's human.
Is
like
he?
It's not.
Tell me more about this.
It's not like, I mean, yes, it's a dude in a costume, but it doesn't involve a mask. Like, it has a beard. And we have a friend from, like, one of the moms from school throws, like, a really cool Christmas party every year. And she gets. Are the kids still up?
I don't think so.
I don't want to ruin Christmas That's for fine. Everybody. Okay. She gets the best Santa. Like, the guy looks like fucking Santa. He has a real beard. It's not a fake beard.
He's helping Santa because good. Santa's busy getting stuff ready. The bunny from school
is not terrifying.
Okay.
It's not terrifying.
Well, that's not terrifying because he has little eyes.
I'm still fucking terrified of any of those costumes.
Demon Bunny!
Oliver wasn't scared to approach him, so that's a win.
Yeah.
Because Oliver's scared of all of these characters.
Randomly start texting you pictures of the demon
Please
bunny.
Please don't, bro. When my girlfriend sent me a that's picture of her kid. Beautiful daughter with two of those rabbits, I was like, why would you do that to her?
You just made me laugh because I just saw something that popped up on your phone, and I'm just going to show you the first group that I'm in WhatsApp.
Is it called Demon Buddy?
No, it has the exact same name.
It's the same name as one of my groups.
I just saw it pop up on the top of your phone, and I was like, oh, look.
Missy. Missy's watching TV.
Oh. It's not a demon.
Or it's demon not a demon bunny. Because she's demon she bunny. Comes over on Friday to watch TV while we record.
Missy has a lot of TV she needs to catch up on in her life. That's cute.
And movies.
She led a very
and she lives non with her mom, so anytime she can get it. Away.
Oh, that's nice that you offer your couch as like a.
Oh yeah.
She lives a very non television.
Just like when I was
life.
Growing up, my house is a halfway house. Anybody that wants to come can.
Remember,
come.
We were always.
Yes, that is true. I know. Oliver got
is that footprint still there yes. in the concrete?
Mm-hmm. Right, my dad is still salty about it.
Whatever, Dad, you're selling the house now, so
get sad. Over it. Can you stop scaring my friend, please?
He's my friend too.
If I have nightmares tonight, I'm calling your ass in the middle of the night,
and I'm just gonna keep sending you the demon.
And I'm just gonna keep calling you.
Penny's right today, Vanessa. The heat is kicking today.
Yeah.
No, honestly, between that demon bunny and that fucking predator over there, that I really cannot stand looking at that predator.
It came from Mexico.
Right next horror. This house is a house of horror.
It's very.
And then a freak show fucking bottle
it's
of.
The freak show bottle
never coming back. I'm never coming back here again.
Nary dragged that thing back from Mexico.
That shit is so ugly.
Then he wanted to get one for Jeff and David.
Is it like, wood? No. Is it wood?
It's concrete. It's 3D printed. No, it's plastic.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Mike, it's so awful. It is so awful. I want to burn it. It's so burn it so hard.
Just oh, I fell over.
I don't tolerate shit like that in my house. Like I don't.
Well, I mean, I guess this is where he has the office where he can just put all this crap in so Vanessa doesn't have to see it.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what I did. You can get an office. And David has double because not only do you have the office at home, you have a classroom.
You're in high school, right?
No.
He's in high school. He's in high school. You're at a elementary, middle?
Elementary.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm actually trying to get a job at my daughter's new kindergarten school so she can go for free because it's so fucking expensive.
Where are you looking?
Oh. I'm not bleeping that.
Huh?
You want me to bleep the name
yeah.
of your school?
Yeah, please.
Yes, I've recently discovered that they let you employees send their children. Actually, they require employees to have their children there.
They go for free. There's because like they, literally no reason for you not to send
well,
your children
but
there.
That's the reason they do it, because this recently came up at my school, because my the school that I'm working at is like an upper echelon-esque school.
That
and
word,
we're
echelon.
A feeder
it's
to
expensive.
Like the Miami version of the Miami cool. equivalent
I know.
To that school.
Mm-hmm.
We're a big feeder to them, and
I think your dog just farted.
Probably.
Oh my god!
Every fucking Friday,
and that's
and it's death.
The the school that we're a feeder to does the same thing, and like a bunch of the teachers were complaining that like we only get 50% at our school, but they should get more.
Well, if they're requiring you to put your children,
our school doesn't do that. But like the school that she wants to put Lena at, they do require that you send your child there because they don't want you to be like that person that works at a school, but like your child goes to another school because for whatever reason, because you can't afford it or whatever. Like that looks to them that looks bad.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
That an employee doesn't send their child.
Yeah. There. So I'm trying to get a part-time job this year. If I get a part-time job, Lena will go for free. If I get a full-time job, which in the next 2 years I hope to secure a guidance counseling position, then Ryan will also go for free. So that'll save us in total
K through 12
$750,000.
Yeah, but
it'll save us by me working there, including me getting a salary.
Yeah, but it's a K through 12, so they can stay there.
Yeah.
Hey, Mommy Patty.
Can I just say, I think you could really relate to this stuff right now. Okay, I went to do a tour of this school. Okay, let me just preface for the listeners. This is a school that has everything you could possibly think of for your child.
Yeah.
Anything that you can think of for your child that you would want to give them in school, any experience.
Like those like New York prep schools that you always hear about that you have to get on a waiting list. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
You have to get on like a waiting list from like the time you're pregnant to get your child into. Like that's not an exaggeration. These are the South Florida versions of these schools.
Only here's the difference. It's like you have schools like this in Texas that are fucking public, and then you have those schools here you have to pay like such a high premium for them. It's insane.
Like they're more
It's like university, but like private university tuition, like UM tuitions. Okay, so I went in, I did a tour. It was a 2-hour tour.
People that live in this area, I'm glad that they have that tuition because there's just some, I hate to say it, like the quality of people, like you don't want, like it sounds so awful. I'm such an awful person for even thinking that, but it's true. Like there's some people that just like, they're just awful people.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Sorry. Absolutely. But I went into the tour and when I saw their black box theater.
Oh yeah.
I teared up. I went on stage for their black box theater because that's where she walked us. And first of all, the theater looks like a small, cute little like New York, like old school, like vintage a little cabaret
theater, like one of those like where you would go like a side of a building that you would go like downstairs to.
But it's gorgeous. They have like this massive warehouse with like all the props that they make themselves because they have every fucking tool that Home Depot has times three, and I was jealous. I felt super jealous. Yeah. I said, shit, I want to go back into time and have money and come to this school because, oh my gosh, they had everything. And I was like, can you imagine, like, when we were doing our Little Shop of Horrors, we were doing, like, Annie and all these other fucking shows. For context,
Patty also went to high school with me and Vanessa, but Patty was in drama with me. So we did a lot shows together.
Yes. And so I was just like imagining myself like in this place and I felt so fucking jealous. Mm-hmm. I felt so jealous.
I know. Anytime I go to any of those places that I tour often because I have to see competition and like, you know, whatever, I see these places a lot and it's
You're salty. We are salty old ladies. We're like, damn it. And then like I'm excited for like Lena to have these experiences, but at the same time I'm like, she's gonna grow up knowing things that like I never knew. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like cool as a parent, but at the same time it's scary. It's kind of like weird. I don't want her to just think like, oh, everybody fucking
does this.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Which my husband, since he's been really little, he's always grown up privileged. Always. So he actually, you know, like he lived in like this 4,200 square foot house in like beautiful suburbia. And
he grew up here?
He grew up in the house that we're living in right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In what? He grew up in that area. So, and he told me he thought everybody lived like that.
Did he go there?
He did. He went to that school. He thought everybody lived like that. Actually, he thought he was poor, I'm doing air quotes, compared to the other students that went to that school because the other students who went to that school were like,
oh, but there are people there. There are people that go to that school that like, families have private islands, like that kind
of thing. I mean, there's like basketball players who want to send their kids to this school, that kind of thing.
That's the one thing I always missed out on, the rich friend.
Yeah, I never had. I mean, I grew up poor as shit. So it's weird for me to see my kids growing up in like a different bracket than I am, because I'm very like, I don't know, like I'm offended by everything. I'm like, you don't know, like, what is this, all this shit that you have in your room, you know? And then my husband's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, you know what? I just don't want my kid to grow up like a little shit who just thinks that like everything is owed to them. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, but they have you, that like, you're not going to let that happen, which is true.
Right.
But think about those kids who grow up like that. Like they really, like my husband really thought people lived like this and like these gorgeous houses. I'm like, what the fuck would you have thought of me if you would have met me? Because I live in like this little teeny tiny backward ass town. You know, I had like one bathroom in my house and like,
but it, honestly, it has, but it, but then again, it has to do with your parents and your environment and how you're raised. Absolutely. Because then I had the opposite experience. Like I grew up in a middle class, like we were, you know, I never wanted for anything, but we were not rich by any means. Mm-hmm. Both my parents worked, you know, there was not this was not given. Everything was not given. I had to wait for some things. I never wanted for things, but like, you know, okay, maybe you'll get it for Christmas or maybe you'll get it for this. I went to quote unquote a, I guess you could say a bad, like, or a, it was in a bad neighborhood. Like I went to Miami High and like
I drove by there the other day.
Like Miami High is quote unquote, you know, in a, and I don't even want to like calling it like the hood.
It's not the, it's like little that neighborhood, that Shenandoah neighborhood is like being gentrified. It has been for like a couple of years, and there's some
I just flipped a house in Shenandoah. And that area is very like up and coming. Like everybody wants to move to Shenandoah because it's like living in the roads.
It's right next to the roads.
But not living in the roads and playing the roads premium.
In the roads.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Ooh. This is, well, I grew up I grew up
Miami real estate.
I grew up a block and a half away from Miami, from Marlins Stadium, from the Orange Bowl. I grew up a block and a half away from there, and then, because we have an apartment building, and then we moved to a duplex across the street from Marlins Stadium, two blocks in. Mm-hmm. My preschool is actually the one standing building in the front parking lot of Marlins Stadium. When you go to Marlins Stadium, it's Marlins Stadium, and then there's like the empty like parking area in the front of it, and then there's like a little school with a playground.
That was your school,
Candy House. That was
the name of your preschool.
Yes.
Oh my god, that's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, Candy House. And then,
She went to school like in the 60s before Freddy Krueger like fucking destroyed it.
Fucking 60s.
Were you in that class that caused Freddy's nightmares?
Oh man, I watched that show. That was terrifying.
Bro, I can't. Can you imagine scrolling through like greatschools.org and seeing something that says Candy House K through 8 or something?
Really though,
like now looking at it, I was like, but that was the norm.
Really,
who's the owner? Michael Jackson?
In the late 70s, when you were
late 70s, early 80s, like that was,
yeah, that was it.
They wouldn't have thought that back then.
Sure. Yeah, Candy House was normal. Cinderella Academy, like. You know, like when they were
Lollipop Land.
Yeah, like that's what they called.
No pedophiles here.
Like that's what they called the things, because it was basically to attract children.
Right. Was Michael Jackson's like little
Neverland.
Welcome to Neverland.
I remember there was like a bunch of places.
I'm pretty
like,
sure there's a Neverland.
Oh, there has to be.
For sure. And then I went to Citrus, and then I went to Miami High. I always joke about the fact that I went to school with, like when all the shit went down with Iliang.
Mm-hmm.
That was blocks from my house, because the people that I saw in front of her house supporting her walking in and out, because Maris Lacey, his aunt, was in my class. So I saw my people on the news.
Just so you know, for anybody who's not from Miami, Maris Lacey's is like the pretty common Cuban girl name around here.
Yeah. Anything with a Y.
That ends in a Y, so use Lacey's,
or begins with a Y,
use
or
Navia's,
or combination of like Maria and something.
Yep,
Maria's Lacey's,
Usnavi's.
Vanessa's Nacy's.
So like, the backstory of the thing is like, I went to Miami High. I went to schools that were like, quote unquote,
Miami. Not, you went to Miami.
Yeah, I went to Miami.
That's like Miami.
Yeah, I went to Miami Senior High. Like, that's it. It's heart of Miami. Been there for years. That was the school that Porky's was filmed in. That was like,
it was.
Yeah, like this is Miami land. Like, it is a historical monument. The school is a historical landmark.
The music of the heart music video was shot there.
I know, I'm in that video.
Shut up. Shut up.
Stop it.
Oh my God.
YouTube. You can't see me. I'm in the crowd, like with everybody else. I'm in that. I'm in The Substitute and Only the Strong.
Three you movies. You have more movie credits than Neri.
You need to hold that over his head.
Yes, you do.
Forever.
Well, yes, you can't like see me.
Doesn't matter.
Who cares? The Substitute, you see my hair.
Let me tell you something. If I was like an extra in a movie, like, or like a show like The Walking Dead, I'd be like, I was zombie number 732, and
like, I would tell everybody to look like this,
and I would tell everybody.
There was a scene in The Substitute where Tom Berenger is like walking through the hallway, and you see like all these people walking, and there's this just like red Claire Danes, my so-called life head walking out. That was me. Because I in high school, that's nice. The hair that I had. It was
of
like
everybody had that hair.
When I was in high school, that was it. You basically you did your hair like, yeah, that's what you did. But so I grew up in that neighborhood. Like, to me, that was normal.
Yeah,
like that area was normal. Like, I remember going, and to me again, that's how I grew up. It didn't shock me. So here I go to university. I move to Kendall. I go to school here in Sweetwater. I go to school in Sweetwater. These are
This is my people, Kendall.
I move like to the areas, and I remember one night we're driving back from Coconut Grove, and we needed to get gas, and we drive down 27th Avenue, and we ended up heading towards to stop and get gas at this gas station, which is like a couple blocks away from getting on to the 836 highway. And we get there, we stop and put gas, and my friends like start like cracking up. She's like, one of them starts getting like nervous laughter, and I'm like, what's the matter? She goes, we need to go. I'm like, why do we need to go? She goes, this is not a good neighborhood. And I'm like,
Kendall,
where were you?
No, this is
27th, like heading north towards the 836.
Okay. Yeah, like northwest 27th Avenue, like heading like two blocks.
It's
like three
not
blocks.
The worst, like by at all.
No.
But it's like a little.
I've been there plenty of times, leaving the stadium. The story reminds me. Yeah. Like, it's not.
It's by Berkeley's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like.
Yeah, it's not.
It's by the Daycon Auditorium.
It could be worse.
By Daycon Auditorium, by Champagnat.
I mean, it's pretty hood, but.
That's why
it's pretty hood. But it could be worse.
So, there was like a. And my friend's like, we gotta go. And I go, what? Somebody, she goes, this is not like that good of a neighborhood. I'm like, I grew up around here. What do you mean? And she goes, look. And I go, what are you looking at? She goes, look at the newspapers. They have they have chains and a lock around the newspaper thing. Like, if they're worried that people are gonna steal free newspapers, there's a problem. And I'm like, that's just to keep them from the wind. Like, to me, seeing like,
it was normal to you.
Like, to me, it was normal because I grew up in that. Like, you know, I wasn't. Yeah. To me, like, but that's the thing. Like, it doesn't matter where you grow up, whether you grow up affluent or whether you grow up, you know, in standard middle class, lower. Like, you literally, that's like what you. I just, to me, it was like, yeah, that is that normal. That's what it
that's
is.
That's normal. It's just.
The good thing about this school that my kids are going to go to is that they do scholarship programs. And so they kind of try to balance it, like, with the, like, socioeconomic status that goes there. They have, like, students who, like, can't afford to go there at all, so they're on scholarships. And they have students who are like, oh, my God, this is, like, my weekend allowance, you know, like, that kind of thing. But I'm worried. I am worried about, like, who is she going to meet when she goes there? Who is she going to be friends with? Is she going to be friends with, the little girls who all have Louis Vuitton backpacks at 5 years old, you know?
And, I want a Louis Vuitton backpack.
But also... it's your kid.
Yeah.
Like, above everything else, you have to remember that they're, like, because I saw it. I saw it growing up. I saw, like, you know, the I was in this environment that I grew up with kids that were in gangs. I grew up with people that, you know, carried guns and, you know, they were, you know, the cholo life. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, these were people. Wow. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, these are people that, like, you know, 305 till I die, like, Latin Kings, like, you know, there was gang activity around me. Like, this was something that was the norm. I was raised just, okay, they've chosen to do that. You do not get involved in that. And you will raise your kid. Yeah, she's going to see it.
But, you know, she's going to see.
Bring her here, Patty. I'll show her how poor people live. It's fine.
Yeah, like she's gonna,
stupid. I'm like, where am I going to take her so that she can see the struggle?
Here, to my house.
I'm going to take her to see the struggle. I'm going to take her to Miami proper. I'm just going to drop her off. Drop her ass under the bridge. Like,
take her to right Martin Stadium. Ask her to find her way home. Yeah. Hey, don't. It ain't going to be easy.
Take her downtown. She'll be fine.
I don't know. I excessively worry about who my children are going to hang out with.
Don't do that because I did that the other day. And
downtown?
Yeah, I went to downtown.
Oh, that's right, when you went downtown. Yeah,
yeah, I had to go downtown, and I hadn't been since, like, I went on jury duty, and I guess when you're there for jury duty, you just, like,
only go to the courthouse, and you leave.
Yeah.
And you focus, but I had to go.
Or maybe stop at the hot dog stand in the corner, because it's pretty good. Yeah, and I had to go I had to go meet somebody there. So, I'm like, I got there, and, like, I was driving around a couple times, because I wasn't 100% sure what building it was in, and stuff like that.
Because it's confusing AF if you don't know where you're
going. Yeah, and, like, I decided
except
to drive.
It's the only building that has, like, a million and two steps to get up to the fucking courthouse.
So I had to go to another building. So I was like, okay, well, I just had to drive. I didn't want to go in the metro. Like, it was this weird thing. So I'm like getting there, and I was just like driving around, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, this is why we have a shitty downtown compared to other.
Oh my God, terrible.
Like, other cities. Like, oh, downtown is the place to go for other people in, like, other cities like, that's like the place to hang out.
Yeah, but the nightlife, I mean, and stuff fairness, like that. In defense, we have a midtown that is, like, amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the thing, like, we've created midtown to get away from.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. But they're working on downtown. Yeah, downtown changed a lot.
Center has done a lot for that area.
Yes, and downtown has a lot of new restaurants that have been popping up that are, like, honestly, they're fucking mind blowing. They're so
But I feel like that's still the left.
Now, so I have to.
I feel that's still like the left. Like, I said, that's the right. Like, that's the Brickell side. Like, the courthouse, right. Government center. Like, that area.
There, I can send you to some really fucking bomb-ass restaurants around there. I can send you to a Greek restaurant and an Italian restaurant there that are actually... They're really fucked up.
Like, I was, like, not scared for my life, but I was like, there is some weird-ass shit going on here.
There's a really cool jazz bar, actually, right there, right across from... Pretty much right across from the jazz, from the courthouse. It's this little place called Le Chat Noir, and it's like a restaurant during the day. Underneath, they have a cellar, and they do live jazz in the cellar. And it is, like, very Moulin Rouge, very cool. It's, like, dark and dingy, and
you don't have to keep going. I'm sold.
Like, it's awesome. So if you ever get, we should have a girls' night. We should go. It's very romantic. We can get some charcuterie, and the wine is like,
I just made one.
I know, right? We'll just bring our own charcuterie.
Like, it's my awesome. Big purse is not holding anything suspicious.
It's really nice. It's a really cool little spot.
I have four blocks of cheese in my purse.
So they're changing it. They're trying to change the vibe. They really are changing the vibe there, but it takes a little bit, especially when you have, like, all the fucking jewelry stores there.
Like, there was, like, some people, but then again, there were some people that I was like, oh, girl. And then the other day, from our last recording,
homeless population.
No, but it wasn't even, really, I'm not even talking about that. Like, there was, like, girl, you should know better. And but then again, last episode, if you heard it, I told Vanessa that about 10 blocks from my house, I didn't know that there was, like, not 10 blocks, a little bit more, but there was, like, this store that, like, the girl walked out full, like, Versace, like, throwback pantsuit.
Oh, that was so,
like,
funny.
With a fake,
but it was fake.
No. This
was,
is, like,
Versace.
Versace. And, like, or, like, fake Fenty. Like, it wasn't Fendi.
So, Fenty.
And it was, like, her hair was, like...
Fenty with a Y.
No, it's Fenta.
Yeah. And it was, like, hair up in, like, a high pony, but that wasn't her hair.
It was horse hair.
Like, that wasn't her hair, and it wasn't, like, you know, the same shade as her head. Like, things didn't match eyebrows. There. Like, it was the type that, like, you know that, like, the hair was attached to the ponytail part.
Oh, God.
Like, you know those that you can buy at the... Yeah.
And you can buy at Dolphin Mall.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought of.
For $15.99.
And I thought, I was just looking at this going, this is, like, really, this is here. Okay. This is what's happening around me.
Yeah, but the donuts you got from that shopping center were
I actually debated going there again.
I was
going
to tell
you,
bring
those donuts. About Miami. Miami could have, like, the shittiest looking place on the outside, but then you always find, like, a little secret.
A little,
like,
nugget.
Tucked in.
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere.
We go to that donut place all the time.
It's so
right
good.
Around the corner from my house.
It's so good. I liked it better than Mojo.
I hadn't gone in a while.
So they don't have the selection that Mojo has.
Am I the only one who reads it and the first instinct is Mojo? Mojo Donuts.
But I know it's Mojo. Yeah. But in my head, I'm like, Mojo Donuts.
Mojo Donuts.
You can take the girl out of
Homestead, but you can't take Homestead out of the girl. So true. Yeah. But no, this is Maxi
Donas.
Donas. Oh. It's not donuts.
It's Donas.
Donas.
D-O. I just threw the box.
D-O-N-A-S.
Yeah. Donas.
They had put on their Instagram.
They have three locations.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Let me show you. Vanessa.
It's amazing.
They're Venezuelan.
I know.
They're your people.
They're your people.
I can make fun of my people.
They're not ours.
But I can make fun of my people.
Not even
donuts. But they are delicious.
They are so fucking
And they good. Have old Vanessa today on their Instagram. Look. Sorry. Vanessa, today in their Instagram story, they put
Maxi Donna's.
Maxi
Donna's.
For all the folks up north. They put like two or three different versions of that unicorn donut.
Oh, yeah?
Looks so good.
Oreo donut. Now. I know you didn't get it the other day
because
it
was like
jersey, but that Oreo donut that they have is
that's
fire.
Isn't that cute?
It's like a unicorn out of donuts.
Are they as soft as Krispy Kreme? Because I don't know. I'm really biased.
No, they're only long as hell.
No, here's the thing. It's Krispy Kreme. So here's the difference between Krispy Kreme's donuts and everybody else's. Okay. Krispy Kreme's are yeast donuts.
Oh.
So they're made more like bread, which is why they're softer, where everybody else is cake
donuts.
They're
nutritious.
Got it.
They're vegetables.
They're vegetables.
They're vegan.
It has yeast. I can eat it.
Whereas everybody else is cake donuts.
So that's why they're so like cakey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Krispy Kreme is, and I think Velvet Cream, which they just opened up again back in Chrissy's old hood, in the original, basically in the original place that they were, almost more or less, they, I think, also do yeast donuts. But that's what makes, that's the difference between Krispy Kreme.
Give me a yeast donut over a cake donut.
No, I prefer, I prefer Krispy Kreme still. Like,
I like the
cushiness. I like all these fancy donuts with all that shit on them. Yeah, but I like at the
Dunkin'.
End of the day,
I'm
like,
with Dunkin'.
No, Krispy Kreme is so confident. You just roll up and you're just like, can I have a donut? They're like, okay. And they just know what to give you. They know what you want. You don't need to ask. They just know.
No, and they got all fancy now. And I don't know how I feel about it because somebody brought it the other day. And I felt kind of sad.
What do you mean?
Because now they have.
Well, I ordered extra fries on accident.
I didn't bring them here.
Terrible. How dare you? Good seeing you again in a different context.
They had this girl shows up at the office the other day and she's like, she comes over to, I'm sitting at my desk, she goes, come over to my desk, I buy Krispy Kreme, I brought extra Krispy Kreme because me and my husband got Krispy Kreme last night and he went overboard. So I brought a box.
No, is this Five Guys?
No, this is probably,
it looks like Mac and Chess.
It looks like, but Mac and Chess?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he goes,
no, I just had to, I had 109 burger before I got
here. And she goes, oh, my husband's gonna show up. I'm like, and I see a box of Krispy Kreme at her desk and I like got like really happy and I walk over to her desk and I open it and it's a whole box of the Krispy Kreme glazed with the chocolate frosting on top.
I've seen
how
that.
Dare you.
I've seen that. That's like
awful. I got so sad. Like, awful. I still got one because I had already walked over.
Well, yeah.
I still ate that shit.
You made the effort to get a donut. You're going to get a fucking donut.
I love you
but
so
that's
much.
Like a fit. That's offensive.
That's offensive.
It's offensive. I walked over. I'm not going to, like, open and go, ah, mierda, and walk away. But, but I was
this
like.
This is shit.
But I was
this
like,
is
but,
shit.
And I was like, but this is not
this
what
is
I signed
bullshit.
In for.
Bullshit.
You know what it was? It was that moment.
You lied to me.
When, like, somebody has, like, a glass of water in front of them. Like, oh, let me get a sip. And you pick it up and it's Sprite. And you're like,
yes! That is the worst.
This is the worst. And you're like, there's nothing wrong with the Sprite.
But
that's
not
what, you
not
what
not
I was
what
expected.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Or
sparkling
little.
Water. No. I wanted flat. I didn't want sparkling.
Yeah.
Why is this in my mouth?
I did that once when I was little. I thought my dad was drinking juice. And I took a big gulp of rum. And I'm like, this is not okay. Like, this is not juice.
Why did your dad have unsupervised rum?
Because we're Hispanic. Who's fucking supervised?
I was
going to
say, I was like,
hello. He probably, like went to the bathroom and left his drink out. And I was like, oh, I have a juice.
I was going to say, like, I remember when my dad was around when we were younger, he,
God, that sounded really sad.
Sorry.
It is. I am really sad when you said that.
Sorry. I try to, like,
Chris's
bypass.
Dad didn't, like, walk out on them.
No, my dad passed away when I was.
I feel like we should take a moment and play, like, some silent violin.
No. Yeah, my dad passed away when I was 15.
He just made it seem like he left.
Like, yeah,
just,
like,
I think he went out for cigarettes and then come
I know.
He's bringing milk, Christy, I promise.
No,
milk is coming.
Christy's father passed away.
Yeah, so, like, I tried. Like, the thing is, when I said it, I was like, I kind of, like, because I tried to, like, avoid it, but I realized, yeah. But, it's like, we used to always, because, and I think it's where I get it from, my dad loved to have people over at our house. So everything was at our house. Like, okay, Noche Buena, Thanksgiving, like it was at our house. That's just what it was expected. And for a good amount of years when we had it at our house, that morning I would wake up and it would be like, okay, mama, you know, and my dad, it was now, and let me tell you, fun fact, I now understand my father a lot and understand parents that I did not understand in the past, because my dad would wake up on Noche Buena or Thanksgiving or any of these holidays and grab a beer. And now I get that so much. Yeah, it's like it's a fucking holiday. It's like a
preemptive.
Yeah, it's like, know, I got to deal with family today. Fuck this. Hold on. I need a drink to start the day. Yes. And I understand now why I'm like.
The first time I understood that, when I saw my dad doing this, my parents were not big drinkers. Like, they've never been big drinkers. But, like, every once in a while, like, I'll see them. When on the day of my wedding, I came back from doing my hair. And it was still early because I remember my hair was, like, at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I came back and it was, like, 8:30. And my dad already had a bottle of wine open. And I was like, do you know what time it is, sir?
It is 1 o'clock.
And now you're like, that sounds like a good idea, Dad. Can I have a glass?
Yeah.
But like, so I realized it, and my dad
would. Yeah, no, it's like, oh, it's 9. Is it too early?
No.
Like, who's going to judge me?
And I remember I would tell him, no. And I would tell my dad, I would support you.
No, actually, the problem with drinking it at 9 is that we're old and we get heartburn.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know what? I don't think I should have this glass of wine. I'm going to get heartburn.
No, that's why.
Wait until like a couple hours.
That's why you take your bicarbonato.
You take your preemptive bicarbonato or Pepsi before you drink.
Naturally.
That's what you do. How do you think I make it through Friday nights?
She showed up here, like, on game nights and stuff when we're all hanging out, and she knows with fucking seltzer water and fucking Tums. And I'm like,
and I'm ready. Like, she was ready.
I was ready. And like every night I leave here, I go home.
Oh my God. Do you know that Vanessa once went to the hospital because she had heartburn and she thought she was having a heart attack?
I never had heartburn before. I was like, my chest hurts.
Listen, I leave here every Friday.
I wasn't going to go to the hospital. My dad made me go. Okay.
Because your dad wanted to laugh. They're like, ma'am, you have heartburn. Please return to your home and never come back.
Yeah,
here
they were
again.
Like, take a Pepsi, you'll be fine. I'm like, okay.
Listen, every night, every Friday.
I didn't know what it was. I was like 20.
And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, Vanessa having a heart attack.
She's like, done drugs 19, earlier that day.
I don't know what to fucking do. I didn't do drugs until I was 30. Okay. So.
No.
Let's slow that roll.
Every Friday, I come home. I go home from here. I go home. I take a big glass of water. I take some bicarbonate. Depending if it was a hard night, my mate pop a Pepsi and 2 Advil, and I go to bed.
That's a lot.
I
know. But then you feel fine in the morning.
I feel fine the next morning. How do you think I podcast and drink as much as I do?
You're so smart.
You've seen me drink. It's scary.
It is scary.
The amount of alcohol I can take down. But this is, that goes back to my story. When I would wake up in the mornings, my dad would have his, you know, it was Noche Buena prep day. So we were up in the morning early because we are Hispanic and that's what we do. The 24th, you wake up and it's time to prepare the house, time to prepare the tables, time to prepare the pig, time to do whatever it is that's happening in your house. So my dad was up with his beer and I'd be like, Daddy, can I have some beer? And he goes, no, you're too young for beer. Do you want a screwdriver?
Yeah.
I'm like, what's a screwdriver? It's orange juice. Come here. You want to try it?
I love your dad.
He's like, I like this, Daddy. Aww. He goes, okay. And then my mom would wake up and she's like, ¿Qué te leíste la niña? What'd you get it there? He goes, jugo. ¿Qué está en jugo? What's in that?
Jugo.
Vodka. He goes, okay.
Because how old are you?
Probably like 12.
Nice. Good job, Dad.
I've been drinking, but I was drinking my dad's beer since I was like 6 or 7. Because my dad would sit and watch.
Oliver loves wine.
I was like, my dad would be sitting there watching baseball.
Him drink it. He wants to.
See.
Yeah. Well, my dad would be sitting there watching baseball, and I would walk up to him and I'm like, what you got there, Daddy? And he'd be like, that's a beer. And he goes, I'm like, can I try? He goes, you're not going to like it. I go, hold on. He goes, you can try. So he let me take a sip, and I was like, I like it. He goes, So I've been tasting. My dad didn't like hand me beers from the kitchen, but my dad had a big belief. And honestly, I'm going to do the same thing with my kid because it saved me.
If you want to drink, I'd rather you drink in the house.
Exactly.
Yep. If you're going to drink. And my dad had, especially being the girl.
Yeah.
Because I can out drink my brother. Being the girl, my dad made it a point.
Brother?
Okay.
Her brother's hot.
Yeah. Chrissy's brother's really hot. Steph and Vanessa
are going to get creepy now.
Chrissy's brother's really
he's hot and he's older than us, so it's okay.
Yes. My dad's like big thing with me was he was going to teach me to drink at home and also to be able to hold my liquor, because he said he never wanted me in a situation where a guy would get me drunk. And you know what? I have never been in a situation where a guy got me drunk. I've gotten myself drunk on multiple occasions. But I know how I got to that point.
Right.
So, and no guy has ever been like, you know, take advantage of me type of situation. Because if I drank, I was one. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm an idiot. Okay. And I knew, okay, I messed this one up. But I was with my friends, or I knew where we were going, or, you know, but I never had a, there was never a guy that was like, oh, let's have some drinks. And then,
yeah,
oh.
That never happened to me either. I've never experienced that.
Sorry. We're also Hispanic and
we know how to drink.
We had taught young how to drink.
Maybe that's what, I don't know.
I mean, I've been around. I think it's because we more
like I feel like we live in Miami. Like we're extremely suspicious of every single person who approaches us. Like you can't just approach us and start talking to us. We automatically think you have weird motives.
Yeah,
my brother's Instagram sucks. Like it's really like not good.
Disappointed. All right, I'm gonna pause here and we'll be right back.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready? Okay. We're good to go. All right, guys. Thanks for holding. And we're back. Talking about Chrissy's brother, because he's hot. And
Chrissy's trying to find a flaw. She cannot reveal one.
Yeah. I honestly couldn't.
Oh, he's a bad dancer. Oh.
He's a bad dancer about it.
And he's a homebody.
I have a theory. Oh.
No, it's not. It's not bad.
How would you know?
Not last time I remember. Adult. Well,
does it lean to the left?
Is it curve weird?
Oh, is it from Clueless?
Does he have a third ball?
No,
that's not even a problem.
Does he only have one? Like,
no, there's got to be something.
There's got to be something.
Is it green? Ask Jeff. Maybe Jeff can give me like a flaw.
Okay,
like he's a dick at Christmas.
Yeah,
no, he gives bad gifts.
Cheap? Is he cheap? No, cheap? He had really great candy at Halloween.
Yeah, no, he's not cheap. Like my sister-in-law, like. They're like, is they spoil my kids.
Is he controlling?
Maybe. That's
they spoil my kids. Like, they don't spoil adults. Like, they buy good kids' gifts.
Yeah. Well, yeah. At that, once you have kids, it's not about you anymore.
Yeah. No, he's not controlling. He is, like, appropriately jealous. You know, like, the amount that you want a husband to be. Like, he lets his wife do pretty much whatever, but, like, you know.
Chrissy, you're not.
I know. I told you there is nothing I can think. It's really annoying. I've lived with this. Do you understand? I've lived with this my entire life. Do you understand what I've done my entire life is be good in school? That was my thing. Because he was the athlete. He was Mr. Popular. He was. So I had to be the something different. Right. So I was the popular, but.
Nerd.
This nerd. Like, I did student government, and I did the good grades, and I was the honor societies and all this stuff. And my brother was just...
the baseball player.
Like, super athletic.
Okay.
Okay, none of this is bad.
I know! Yeah. I told you! It's really annoying!
You have homework.
It's been really annoying back. My entire life. I love him. But...
we do, too.
Yeah, no, we do, too. He's got fans.
Yeah, but, like, I've talked to my uncle about this, and, like,
we've started
me and my uncle are,
club.
Like, the black sheep. Like, we consider ourselves...
you're fine. Your mom lives with you, so you're fine.
Oh, no, I'm the better child. I will say that.
There you go.
That's the only thing. I am better with my mom than he is. He's so... but he's a guy. They don't know how to, like...
but I'm sure your mom, like, wipes his ass.
Uh-huh.
No. No, she's got him... wait. Like, she gets really mad at him sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Like, why? Really
what's
mad.
He do? Maybe that's the flaw.
No, because...
he's a bad son. There's his flaw.
There's his flaw. But he's not a bad son.
God, that's a bad one.
It's that, like, he won't call or something like that.
Right, that's a bad son.
And then, like, she'll call him.
He doesn't call his mother. We can't like him anymore.
No, but then he's like...
y'all got sons
but
here,
he fucked up yesterday. And, like, yesterday he calls my mom and she's like, oh, hi. He goes, see, I got you. I called you before you called me. And I was like...
he's petty.
You ruined
got it.
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 I'm petty. I'm more petty than you'll ever be.
Spaghetti.
But like, he won't call, and then my mom will call, and he'll be like, and she's like, Pedro, yeah, and he's like, Mom, I have three kids.
He yells at his mother. I don't like him. Yeah, no. This is it. We're done.
No, like he
doesn't bother me.
Yeah, right. Literally, like, do not care.
That's not enough to bother me.
Literally, do not care.
Yeah, he like the only thing with him was like, what, like that's the only thing is that like he just annoys me. Like, but that's my brother, and he's supposed to.
He's supposed to, yeah.
Get out of here, bro.
Like that's it. But like we had the thing is we had the perfect age gap. It honestly does have to do. We had the perfect age gap.
What is your age gap?
8 years.
That's a lot.
So he never, but he never bothered me. He never picked on me.
Well, it's not just about the age gap then. I think it's also a gender thing because it's a boy. He's been taught not to
be mean to girls.
Not to be mean to girls.
Yeah, like, but no, but like with me, he like always took care of me, you know. Like the most he ever did was like, go to my room. My friends were here. But yet I slept on his floor of his room like every night. Like I had my own little bed because I didn't want to sleep alone.
Brothers are good like that. So my brother let me sleep in his room for like 2 weeks after I broke up with my boyfriend.
Yeah, my brother let me sleep in his room. When I was sad or when I was scared, I would sleep in his room.
Yeah, that's
fine. Which worked out really great because one morning we didn't have school the next day, so he let me sleep in his room and they broke into our house.
Whoa.
And the guy, like, they broke into the house and they went, and they, I guess they went to those, and they went to his room and they opened the door and they saw him. And
they left.
They freaked out because they saw this like giant guy like sleeping in a bed, and he like woke up and he saw them and he chased them out with a baseball bat because he used to sleep with a baseball bat under his bed, and I think he still does.
Probably.
But like luckily I was in the room with him.
So he's like a protector. You're making of the like home. Him again. He's like a saber-toothed tiger.
See, like, that's what I'm saying. I grew up by Marlin Stadium, and they broke into my house broad daylight at like 9 a.m. on like a Tuesday. Okay, like a Monday morning.
So folks, Christy has the most perfect brother. Yep. He is taken and has way too many children. And that's that, I guess.
Wait, see, I'm telling you, it's really fucking annoying. That's like growing up against that.
Christy's Brothers fan club. You can write to us at Mamas and Merlot.
We'll send you pictures.
Yeah. I would send you pictures. Yeah, because I can't post them because my brother's like stupid and he hates them.
We can't post a picture of him?
We can, but he'll kill me because he hates social media. Oh. He's that generation. Like, he's right there at the age that he doesn't like it. It's not that he doesn't understand it.
I love that.
He doesn't like good. It.
That's okay. That, yeah. I love that.
Again, that means bitches aren't sliding into his DM because he don't have a DM.
Yeah, because he's 40. Like, the only, like, he, like, I just looked at his, like, Instagram and there's, like, 7 pictures. I'm like, this
is useless.
Okay,
so he's computer illiterate. This could be a
downside. No, he just doesn't want to put, like, he does, like, he has this whole thing, like, the other, like, I remember.
He doesn't want to put his shit out there.
Yeah, I remember, like, one day, like, he was like, oh, yeah, because I took this picture and I went online. And I found it because my sister-in-law had put it. And I'm like, oh, you mean this picture? He goes, see, that's why I don't put things. Look how easily you got that. And I'm like, because I'm her friend.
Also, he's an old man.
Yeah, he is.
He's a crotchety old man.
He's a crotchety old man. He's been a crotchety old man since he was like 35. It's great. Like,
David is 30 and he's a crotchety old man.
David's been a crotchety old man since he was 17. Yeah, okay, so there's like, that's true.
When did the fedora start?
17.
Always.
So yeah, that's when he was like,
no,
the crotchety
old man.
No,
he had them as a kid. Like, his mom says that he, like, they bought him, like, the Disney one, like, in the Indiana Jones. Like, he always had one.
Yeah, David's been a crotchety old man forever.
David was born 75 years old.
Yeah, he's nice. Definitely an old soul.
Great. And my husband, in the meantime, is regressing.
He's
and
12.
Basically 4 years old forever.
That's their thing, is that they're, like, 4, but they're also 70 at the same time. It's, like, the weirdest paradox.
My husband is nowhere near 70. My husband's 4 and, like, 12. That's it. That's it. Yeah. It's raising another child. I'm raising a child.
I know.
Oh, no. I have 2 now. I have 3 kids.
Yeah, I'm raising a child.
Yeah. I have 3 kids. Husband, I have my husband, son. My son, and my mother.
He is why I drink more. He is why I smoke more. It's not the kids. It's him.
Yeah, no. The other day,
I just read that article. Did you see it on Facebook? It's floating around everywhere on the news, on everybody's fucking newsfeed now, about how, like, the latest study says that husbands stress out wives.
I saw that.
Significantly more than your children do.
I understand.
And I read
100%.
It, and I felt like a revelation come on. I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, that's actually true. Like, kids are hard physically, emotionally, like, all these different aspects, but, like, husbands are, like...
And that's why I'm so glad Nary travels so
much. My God. No, husbands are, like, hard.
There's days that, like, people, like, my mom will go somewhere and Jeff will be like, oh, you know, I want to do this. I'm like, he's like, are you okay if I leave for like a couple of hours? And I'm like, yeah,
bye bye.
I'm like, go. He's like, oh, you're gonna be
well, yeah, like,
okay with Nathan by yourself. And I'm like, he's the least, he's great when you guys aren't around.
He's the least of my
like
problems.
Okay, I'll tell this story really quick. We went to TGI Fridays the other day. So we're going to, because it was like an impromptu.
Is this where we discover that the Jack Daniel's steak is gone?
Yeah, yeah. By the way.
No.
That's terrible.
Yeah, we can do the Kelly Ripa.
The Jack Daniel's more important. Flat iron steak was removed from the menu.
It's removed. Did they also remove like the Jack Daniel sauce? No. Like on the burn?
No, there, no. Just the flat iron steak.
Just the flat iron steak. Now the center, they have it on the sirloin, they have it on the ribs, they have it on the burger and the shrimp. But for some reason.
It's weird.
They have removed the flat iron steak. And they also removed the caprese salad from the Parmesan crusted chicken.
That's dumb.
Which is stupid.
I have a permanent boycott until they bring it back. I will not go, and I'm saying it here, and I know that you don't give a fuck because I'm one person and I don't care, but Jeff agrees with me.
We will put it out there.
Jeff and I are boycotting Fridays until you bring back the Jack Daniel's.
Yeah, we should, because, and also, I want my salad.
Can you just get a regular flat iron steak and then ask for Jack Daniel's?
No, there's no more flat iron.
I'm just asking for clarification.
No, and they took, and the Parmesan crusted chicken, which is the only thing I ever get there, Parmesan crusted chicken, and it brings automatically the two sides, our mac and cheese, and a little mini caprese salad. Gone. Gone. Assholes. But so we're at dinner. My mother is sitting next to my child. My kid is playing with two crayons and the menu. My mother has taken a crayon and started drawing.
How dare she?
And the kid like loses his shit. And she goes, "You have to share, Nathan." And I go, "Children, both of you."
That is such a Sophie thing. But that is like what my 6-year-old says to my 3-year-old. I love your mom.
My mother and my kid are best friends.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean that they get that along. There is an age difference. They are best friends. I tell this to my mom all the time. I'm like, why do you bother the baby?
Like, he's 4. He's
well,
not
granted,
a baby.
But like, why are you like fighting with the child? And like, then so that's happening. No. That's happening in front of me. Next to me is my husband. Who, when then I give the kid the phone so he'll just chill, and like, I'm like, Baba, just put the phone, because the people were taking fucking forever. And so Nathan gets the phone. Jeff, put away your phone, be part of the moment. Mm-hmm. So I put his phone away. My husband gets the straw open, starts getting the little paper from the straw, balling it up into little tiny papers, and flicking it at the child who is behaving. Like, why are you pissing off? Why are you trying
leave
to bark?
Leave
it. I'm like, I literally was sitting there at one point going, I have 3 children.
I am pretty sure that's the cardinal rule of all parenting, is that when your child is behaving,
you
or
have
when
to
your
piss
child
them
is sleeping,
off.
Or when your child is doing move. Anything, you do not move. You do not make any sudden movements, noises, looks, like nothing
them,
that could possibly like,
leave
struggle.
Them alone.
I have an adult taking the child's crayon, mm-hmm. and the other one is throwing wadded up pieces of paper at the kid to get his attention. Are you fucking kidding me? This is my life. Like, what is happening? I don't know. They're crazy. But, oh, I had a question for that I told Vanessa today, that she was like, oh, this is a good one for Patty.
Oh, God.
No, it's a good question.
Oh, it's a good question.
You and I have had this conversation.
Because I'm sure all of us has had this conversation at some point, but I was sitting there at work, and the guy that sits right next to me had a baby. The baby's 5 weeks old. I've like loved him having a child, because it has made me laugh so much, because he's one of these guys of like, I'm not gonna do this and I don't care about this, and I'm like, hey, you're an idiot. So he hasn't slept in about 5 weeks, so it's great. And you can see it in his like his whole like demeanor has changed, and he still tries to be a little tough, but no, he's dying inside. But and so the first thing, like, this lady, like, right behind, like, we're there. These really nice people. Everybody's really nice. But all I hear, I'm sitting at my desk, and all I hear is, like, I have a, how old is the baby now? Oh, he's 5 weeks. Is he sleeping through the night? No, he's
he's 5 weeks
I'm
old,
like,
baby.
He's 5 weeks old. Why do we stress people out with this question?
I don't know. Because apparently your parenting competency is directly linked to if your child sleeps through the night or not.
Or if, and if what they eat.
Sure, sure.
When did they start eating solids? Or like when people ask, is he a good baby?
What no, no, he's a fucking demon mean? Child.
He's a fucking. I'm gonna like if I have another baby and somebody asks me if he's a good baby, I'm like, no, he's the spawn of Satan. Would you like him?
You need to for next time, Stephanie. Tell them. Well,
I did find this strange little marking on the back of his head. It looks like three sixes, but I'm sure it means nothing.
See, but you can't joke around that so with wait, me.
What's the question?
Because you are the devil seed that was born.
The question is, why do people ask if babies are sleeping through the night, basically?
Yeah, but you, because you did.
Because that's why I'm saying, like, that's my birthday.
Yeah, but you don't have the tattoo, Stephanie.
No, like, I know. I really, really, really do generally think the reason why people ask that question is because they want to know, are you a competent parent or not? Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
How does that, like, even kick? But also, I feel like people ask questions just so they can answer and be like, oh, well, this is what you need to do.
Oh,
and
sure.
And then I give you unsolicited advice. Sure.
Like, it drives me nuts. Like, I hate that question so much because...
Especially you.
Yeah, my kid don't sleep and I'm okay with it. I've learned to deal with not sleeping. I'm okay. You know? It is what it is. My kid's sleeping better.
That's good.
And that makes me happy. He sleeps better.
I know.
Is
Patty
he sleeping? Yes.
Patty more. And I have had that conversation when people are like, oh, but is he a good baby? They're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, like, all babies are good babies.
Like, I really think we should...
be crazy.
They're good start at being
babies.
We should start answering with, no, actually, he's an asshole.
He's an awful baby.
Like, no, from next time somebody asks me, oh, is
he's
he a good
stealing
kid?
From
he...
me.
I'd like to just come up with a noise.
I think he has
noise,
a crack habit.
Like something like
his drug dealer keeps calling me, and I really don't appreciate
his plug.
It.
Plug. Not a drug dealer anymore. Catch up with the chat. Is a plug.
Baby's plug.
Right now, all the parents are going to be going through their teenager's phone looking for the word plug.
But like, seriously, like, I think next time, so I think we're going to start a campaign. All mamas. Mm-hmm. Next time some nosy ass person asks you.
But those nosy ass people are often other moms.
Oh, you're right.
Awesome. Yeah, but they're being
every
nosy
time.
Just to give you advice.
I know.
Every time.
Oh, I had this
call. Okay, but true story, everybody. I feel like a lot of people take a lot of pride when they can say that my child slept through the night at 5 weeks. You know, what's funny is that when people say that to me, I actually feel sorry for them. I'm like, that's abnormal. There's something wrong with your baby.
Like, honestly, like, look,
that's what I'm thinking.
Vanessa,
I mean,
never ever
not normal.
Said anything to any of us.
No,
didn't do what?
Like, he didn't he didn't wake up. In the like he would sleep for like
Nathan was here's the funny thing, Nathan was a great sleeper when he was a baby.
But that's
5-6 hours
like a baby.
But 5-6 hours
but he would sleep like I
want to sleep
him
like
down.
My husband, not like a
I'm
baby,
talking
like,
when I think of full on, I think of like, hey, is your kid sleeping the night? I'm thinking like, yo, your kid slept like 8 to 10 hours.
Oh no, they don't do that.
I remember the first time
people are fucking saying
5 hours.
Oh, then you have the opposite
through the night, like maybe 5, maybe 6, like maybe.
Listen, if your kid's sleeping 8
still don't sleep through the night, then they'll get like they'll sleep through 6. Like, I don't have to wake up at 3 a.m. and pop a tit. Like, that's what I'm
saying. Sure.
Yeah, no, if your kid, honestly, look.
I miss that.
If your kid is falling asleep at 7, as like an infant, falling asleep at 7 o'clock and waking up at 7 o'clock, you need to go touch his chest.
That's
at
what
some
I'm
point.
Saying.
Sophie
I'm
did like, that to me one time. Sophie slept 14 hours
and
one
you
time.
Were
and
terrified.
Terrified. I put her down for a nap and she did not wake up until the next morning. And
ooh,
I was like,
that's scary. I remember that.
I was like, do I wake up? And then I kept texting my aunt, who's a pharmacist, and my mom. And I was like, but what do I do?
Wake her up.
And they were let like, I was like, should I wake her up? And they're like, but if she's not waking up, she's fine. They're like, is she breathing? I'm like, yeah, she's breathing. And then when nighttime rolled around, that it was like time for me to go to bed, I was like, do I go to bed? But like, I'm like, this is what's going to happen.
Terrifying.
I'm going to go to bed and she's going to wake up as soon as I lay down and then she's going to be up the whole night. No, she slept till like 7 a.m. the next morning. She slept 14 hours.
Okay, so I have a question for everybody. When somebody is pregnant or going to have a baby, what is the one thing that you will always tell them? Because I feel like everybody has that one thing that you're always going to tell somebody. And I'm going to tell you what mine is. Ready? So here's mine. I always tell people, I'm like, there's going to be one night where the baby's going to cry all fucking night. You're going to try everything. And maybe it's not night. Maybe it's during the day. But there's always this one moment of this baby's life where it's like, everything you do is wrong. This baby's not stopped crying. Like, you don't know what to do. You're like, I'm a terrible person. Like, this baby's just, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this child. Like, give it back. Like, throw it out the window. Like, somebody help me. And then you get over that. And then it's like the baby never does it again. And then you're just normal. And then it's like, okay, congratulations, you've been initiated into motherhood. Like, that's what I always tell people, because I really feel like there's always that one moment.
Yeah, there's like
where you're really like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. It's one really hard night. You don't sleep. You're just weird. And like, just things are happening.
That was the night I told Neri that I know why people shake babies.
Yes. Yeah. It's like the moment that you realize, oh shit, this is why people, this is why people shake babies. So that's what I always tell people. And I go, don't be scared. And this is what I always tell them. I go, don't be scared. You're going to get through it. And then afterwards, it's never going to happen again. That's just your initiation into motherhood. And sure enough, most of the people that I've said that to, after that happens, they message me and they're like, that was last night. I'm terrified. I'm like, don't worry, it's not going to happen again. It's just this one time. Congratulations, you made it. So what is that one thing that you tell people?
I like to tell people, especially like the first babies, on their first birthday, I like to congratulate them on surviving 1 year of parenting.
That's a good one.
Like, congratulations, you survived your first year. You did it.
That's a good one.
So, you know, mine...
But that's not really advice. It's just, like, a fun, like,
you know what?
Thing.
Whether it's... I have it... It flips whether it's the husband or the wife that I'm talking to.
Yeah.
But I always say basically the same thing, and it has to do with breastfeeding.
Okay.
I always tell the mom, like, oh... I'm like... It is okay,
yeah,
to say you don't want to do this.
Yeah, I'm kind of this. I think I do the same thing. And because you and I had similar experiences, yeah, where like breastfeeding for us wasn't like, I think you may, I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't. We did like three or four weeks.
She did 3 or 4 weeks. I did about 3 months. Mm-hmm. And
that's good. Why are you downplaying
no,
that?
No, but it's a, no, but it wasn't, because I always had to supplement from day one, and the most I ever pumped out, and this was on a good day after having a lot of oatmeal beer, and I'm sorry, having a lot of milk stout
oatmeal beer. Patent pending.
Mixed milk stout beer. And the oatmeal beer exists. Oatmeal stout beer and like the tea and all that shit. Mm. I pumped one time 6 ounces.
Yeah, but
that was it.
But a pump is not
terrible.
Expecting moms, the pump is not always a good measure of how much milk
at all. It literally gets I think 40% of what you actually have.
I didn't have a positive experience breastfeeding.
Yeah.
And if I do,
a lot of people don't.
If I do have another baby, I don't think I'm going to do it. Like, I might do it for like that first like week or so. Yeah.
Listen, I had a shit experience with Lena breastfeeding. It was shit. It was similar to that. It was only 3 months. I had to exclusively pump because she had a tongue tie that when they snipped it, they didn't snip it back far enough. So she was literally killing me. So I only did it for 3 months, and I was super proud about it. I exclusively pumped. I don't know how the fuck I did that, because she is insane. We have a friend who did it for over a year, mm-hmm, and we were congratulating her literally every hour of the day. 3 months is a long time. You should give yourself credit for that, and you should try it again, because the second time I did it was super successful with Ryan. I had no problem.
The second time was
easier. He had a tongue tied. I got it snipped. They did it correctly, and breastfeeding was super smooth. So don't assume that just because you had a bad experience the first time, you're going to have a bad experience.
Just like every pregnancy,
3 months is a long time. That's really good.
Yeah, 3 months is a long time, especially if you were struggling. 3 months is eternal.
I don't care if you were supplementing. If you were getting milk out of your titty for 3 months, that's really good. High five.
You did it.
High five. Give yourself credit, because it's hard.
Yeah, see, like mine was very mental.
Yeah.
One, Nathan was just a fucking cow. He's a giant fucking child. He's just a giant child.
Like, he's not a giant child, but he has the appetite of
a
giant.
Nathan just had the, like, he just was crying constantly because he was always hungry.
Just like ours.
Yeah. And like the thing is that, but I realized there was a lot going on emotionally, mm-hmm, around me at the time of Nathan's birth, that I was literally at the borderline of this could go really fucking bad. So at one point I was just sitting there crying. It had nothing to do with my child. I was just sitting there crying, and Jeff, like, and I have to still to this day praise him for this. Like, I was, and he goes, what can I do to make your life better right now?
Right.
And I go, I don't think I can do this, because the pressure that it's putting on me is just on top of everything else we were dealing. Like, we had to like work, family, like a bunch of issues. Like, and I told him, I'm like, I'm getting to the point where I feel that I'm not enjoying.
You're resenting it.
Yeah. I was resenting it. I felt that it was like, it wasn't working. It was like, I did not have that emotional connection when he was on me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't feeling it.
That was Christy, not Stephanie.
No, Steph said she didn't have.
Oh, okay. Connection. So she's insulting you even though she's not in the room.
And like, my thing is, I also started reading I also started like listening and hearing the
pump talk
to the you. Pump talk to me.
Me too. I can't remember what it used to
mine
say.
Mine used to say milk me.
No, what did mine say? So we used to have that conversation.
No, it was yeah, milk. Have, it was like, I forgot what mine used to milk say, me. Like, and I was like, because it does that roaring sound. Yeah. Weird.
Mine spoke to me all
mine
the
spoke
time.
All the time.
It's like parenting listen, revelations.
I resented it too, especially with Lena. Like, first of all, anytime I had to feed Angelina, like, I would cry because it would hurt so bad and I was bleeding. So, it was just terrible. I would cry. And then I was like, bro, this is not the way it's supposed to be. So, when I switched to exclusively pumping, I hated the fucking pump because it was every 8 hours around the clock. Yes, even while you're sleeping. I was a cow. I mean, it was, I was.
But the other thing is that these dude, titties I had so nothing. Like, I got nothing out of these.
Bro,
things.
My titties were like.
Mine was nothing.
I was a village feeder. I had so much milk left over. I donated it because I just.
I wish.
Like,
I
was crazy. Even show you.
I was how expecting crazy. That because my mom told me that she was like that. So I just, in my head, mic, for please. Some reason, think that that shit's hereditary.
Sure.
And it wasn't.
Titties sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not.
And yeah. My mom would tell me that she would go into this, like, what she would do to, like, alleviate what? Because she had so much milk, was she would go into the shower and it would just like just not she wouldn't even like
me,
that
like, happened
manual pump they would just come out
that happened that to me
me
one time I got out of the shower and I was like babe grab me a cup because like yes. It was it just like was yeah. Shooting out of me
yeah so, you know like but, I had the same experience but then I like, used that one it was like emotional for me I resented it I was very upset I was frustrated because I also had to supplement a little bit with Lena every now and then
yeah
and the supplementing and the formula and the formula and the breast milk was giving her so much gas that she was like colicky in the afternoon and I just gave up. I was like, you know what, I'm fucking tired of doing this, like I'm miserable. I had like postpartum depression. I was tired. I fucking hated that pump. If it spoke to me one more time I was gonna lose my goddamn mind.
I'm sorry, they speak.
And
they
so I was speak. Like, you know what, I'm switching her to formula. I switched her completely to formula. I gave and then I had 100 ounces of milk left and I was like, I'm not even gonna give her this because it makes her so gassy. I'm just gonna donate it. I donated it to Preemies and then became the really long process of trying to get my tits to stop producing.
But you know what? This is how little bit I was producing that my transition, mm-hmm. My drying out, I think took like less than a week.
Yeah,
like 3 days.
Mine took me like about
tell
a week.
Them what you told me.
Mine took day. Me about
my
a week.
My friends.
No. You're not still lactating.
My friend.
No, you're not.
Listen
no,
to this. Not. I stopped breastfeeding
her son is
Ryan.
Three.
I stopped breastfeeding Ryan
three.
2 years ago.
No, you're not.
I went to the sauna the other day at the spa and I was like, what is this on my titty? And I squeezed it and it was milk.
That happens to me too.
Yeah.
That happens to me
I was lactating
too.
And then I Googled it, of course. And Google's like, oh yeah, you can still have like milk for like ever for the rest of your mm-hmm. life. You can have like a little bit left. And I was like, wow. Because no, as much as I had with Lena, I had twice as much with Ryan. So much that like Ryan used to gag. So I used to have to like lean back.
I remember.
And I used to have to feed him like sitting back, yeah. And like me leaning completely like down, like backwards. And then Ryan, I had to put him in a sitting
on top
position
of you. Yeah.
On top of me so that he could control the flow. I still would have to pull him off, wait until my let down would stop spraying all over his face and then I could put it back on.
See, there's
and
problems if you don't make enough and then there's problems if you make too much.
Yeah,
so.
No, it was weird. I think the most I ever pumped, and it's because we were like on vacation, ooh, was it was like 14 ounces.
Damn.
No,
at one sitting?
On one sitting. No, I didn't have enough little
jars.
Bags. The little, you know, like the no. Little medulla yeah. Models. I didn't have enough of them. So I was like, I guess I'm going to stop now.
No, I think the most I ever got out was 4.
No. So yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's why like so that was like
the other day.
That's like and I'm like, listen, if you can do it, it's amazing. If you can do it for a day, a week, a month, go for it.
Yeah.
But what I always say
don't feel like you
don't
have to.
Feel
no.
Don't make your decision.
Yeah. What works for you is the right
because
thing
there's
to
too many people around and yep. Like I've had
everybody
people
that, has an opinion.
Oh, my husband wants me to do
fucking
it or
at the deli
my mom,
has an opinion.
My mother wants me to do it or my sure. Mother-in-law is doing. I'm like, that's great that they want you to do
girl,
that but can
no
you
support.
Do it?
You know, I had no support. Do you know the only person who was breastfeeding was Vanessa? Vanessa was my only support during breastfeeding because she was the only one of my friends who were successfully doing it. All of my family thought I was fucking crazy. My mom was like, I don't know why you're doing this.
I got you, boo.
Yeah, she was the only person
see,
who
it's
was breastfeeding.
Complete, it's
the
a, that's the other option. If you want to do it, go. Don't let anybody.
Yeah, I think
but
you were
it,
my only friend.
Yeah. But like that's the thing that like I found like it's so difficult is like because everybody would put this pressure on you to do it or
mom.
There's other people to put pressure on you not to do it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You make the call.
Expecting
you just
mom.
Never know.
Breastfeeding is hard as
fuck. Mm-hmm. It is
It's hard. Terrible. The first month is honestly the most miserable thing ever.
If you can get over it and you find your rhythm and you figure out your baby and you get help from either a friend mm-hmm. or like a lactation consultant or specialist or whatever, and you have the support, it's great.
Yeah, if you can make it past that first month, which is the worst. Another thing. That first month is the worst, but after you get over that hump of the first month,
yeah.
And like Steph said, bro, titty size doesn't matter. You could have teeny tiny tits and you can still breastfeed. And it doesn't matter.
Most of the girls that I know that had that like breastfed successfully for like long periods of time have tiny boobs.
Tiny tits.
Yeah, it's not about the size of the boobs, it's about what's inside them.
Yeah.
But that's another thing that reminds me
of capacity, like, not
what
like
I
size.
Would tell people or what I would ask people. Like, I know I did it with you, and I'm pretty sure I did it with you too, Patty. It was I would mm-hmm. ask how you are doing.
Oh, sure.
Not like just the baby. And I've done it. I did it with Paula. I've done it with Jill. Mm-hmm. Like, I've done it with my friends. Like, I go out of my way to be like, cool, the baby's great. How are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
How are you handling it? Because people forget about the mom. And it's like, it kind of sounds selfish. Like, hey, I just fucking, either like, I just had a C-section or just pushed a baby out of my vagina. Like, hello, I'm recovering too. Like, there's stuff going on with mommy. So.
Oh, and your hormones are so fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. Then the most important thing. The most important thing that I like to tell people is to don't store your credit card information, your PayPal information on your phone.
It's true.
So that you don't shop while you're breastfeeding.
Because
shop delirious at 3 a.m.
I would like to say I bought shoes. Consultant. I really like praise that because a lot of my mamas were shopping while they were breastfeeding. Yeah.
I bought shoes on Zulily.
Are they the ones you gave?
Fuck, I love Zulily. Yeah.
Yes. Bought shoes on Zulily. Bought them.
I just bought
Zulily takes
72 weeks.
Yeah, so ever.
All of a sudden,
I ordered something.
This box shows up, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Besides all the other shit that I ordered.
By Amazon, it coming in 2 days.
Yeah.
No. Takes more Have you ordered from Zulily?
No, never.
My friend, it takes a minimum of 4 weeks.
Yeah. Well, now.
Well, I don't know why. Yeah. It does.
Well, because it's like Europe and shit.
It's not worth it.
Oh, the prices are worth it.
No, the prices are worth it.
Yeah, the prices are worth it.
The prices are great. The Toms that I gave you for Lena came from Zulily.
We bought
the
price is great, and then I think it's kind of fun. Like, you forget that you purchased something, you
it's
get
like,
this
present.
I
yeah.
got my mother-in-law her a Steve Madden like winter coat for like 75% off. Yes. It was amazing.
Yeah,
she loves
prices
it.
Prices are
love
amazing.
It. But I get a lot of good stuff for the kids on there.
The shoes.
I just bought Sophie a bathing suit.
Yeah,
me too. I let her pick it.
One.
And I literally was like, the fuck is this? And then I opened it and I was like, why the fuck would I buy these? They don't even fit. But I never wore them. I gave them to Vanessa brand new
I've
in
done
the
that from
box.
Zulily because
I love
that's
those
the
shoes,
only problem.
By the way.
Like
They're
returning,
so comfortable.
You can't like return shit to Zulily.
Yeah, it's not point to
I know. So I bought like two pairs of really cute like ballet slippers. They didn't fit me, so I gave them to my friend.
Yeah, like no, but literally it was that. Like, but I that I think is like one of. One, find your friend or another mom that's always awake at the same time as you will be. Yep. And then two is...
Yeah, find a mom that's due around the same time as you.
Yeah, don't store credit card information or don't link your, like, PayPal. Yeah, because that's another one. That a lot of these... Like, Zulily accepts PayPal, fucks your shit up. Because even if you don't have a credit card with you, you can just, like, put in... Like,
really and PayPal's tricky, too. It's like, hey, you don't have enough money in your PayPal account. Do you want me to just take this out of your checking account?
Yeah.
Yes,
I do.
Yes, please.
So you have some random charge on your checking account that's, like, $14.72. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, yeah. What did I order that was $14? Nothing. It's just the remaining balance of
the other day, like,
have in your PayPal
the
account.
Thing, like, rang up, and it was, like, $1.17.
I was like, what the fuck did I just... $1.17.
Oh, that's you're downloading porn.
I didn't have that, but like, yeah, but like, that's like the because Amazon Prime and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, especially with Prime Now, that shit will be there in 2 hours.
No, what's the new one? Yeah, it's not called Prime. It's called something else.
Prime like, Now.
Prime Now.
Like right now.
But yeah, but like, yeah, just don't.
Look at this bathing suit I ordered.
Instant.
Now that we're talking about
Zulily, is it Zulily?
No, no, it's Amazon. I order clothes on Amazon all the time now.
Really? Yeah, we all have the same dress because of her.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've ever purchased clothes on Amazon.
Yeah.
I was a little like bit scared, but they got theirs. So
I was
I'm like,
hesitant
oh,
at
cute,
first, and then I
was $11.
I've been doing it for like a year now, and I've been buying like I don't think I've. I'll buy in like a store like if I'm in a rush and I need something quick. But if I have like 2 or 3 days to order something, like I'm going on vacation next week, and I bought this bathing suit. Look how cute
it
is.
Beautiful.
See, my
I can't wait to see it on you.
I know. That's really cute. Dude,
my cardigan so from Zulily will eventually get here.
72 weeks from now.
It'll get here by it's the like time it's cold again.
Oh, it's like a
recent order.
It's like a Sarah, but cropped.
Oh, cute. Okay.
That's so why
like
I bought it.
Yeah, it's like a cardigan, which I saw somebody, by the way, the other day that, like, my friend, who's also a consultant, one of her customers, bought a Sarah. She's a shorty. Bought a Sarah and had her mother-in-law, like, hem it for her. Uh-huh. And it's, like, the super cute cardigan. I'm like, I want that. But, yeah, and I bought Jeff his...
I bought this to go over it. Just like cute. Sarasota. I like
that. Nice. Yeah. But, like, I buy, like, this shit. I'm like, it'll get here eventually.
Oh, okay. So, en route... Zulily, I have
what the fuck, Patty?
Yeah, I bought two raincoats for my children, and I bought a portable cornhole game set.
Ooh. I bought one of those too.
I gave Oliver one, I think. Yes, you did. I did.
So. So that's my next package from Zulily.
Yeah, I have Sperry's coming, and for Jeff and my charcoal cardigan.
Nice. This is Jeff's is the bathing suit I just got Lena.
He loves the Sperry's.
That little purple and turquoise one.
Well,
I got this one. For
he went to Berlin. It's okay.
Do you see? Read what they are. They're not regular Sperry's.
Oh, by the way, mom,
they're not like.
I was like, well, he went to Berlin. That's fine.
But yeah, he actually likes Sperry's, but he has like Jaws Sperry's, and like
of course he does.
Yeah,
Zulily's great. For moms who have kids in ballets and gymnastics, there's no reason to pay full price because that shit is always. Every single week.
They always have leotards.
Zulily always has leotards and all your ballet gear.
Like, I'm shopping.
You don't need to buy shit.
They have, and for Christmas, I know, I bought a bunch of shit on there. They have like a new.
Like now in August.
Yeah, but they also, no, but they have, and you can see it.
I know, my children's raincoats will be here just in time for next spring.
if you go to the search section and you go to ready to ship, they have a new section that it's stuff that the retailer has guaranteed that it should go out and you receive it within like 2 weeks. Because I did that for Christmas.
That's still fucking pathetic.
Still fucking forever.
Pathetic.
But in Zulily world.
Wait, these are the dresses from Amazon.
Oh, I like this rainbow bright.
They have them there with like short sleeves and V-necks.
They have
them
on Amazon like that too.
Mm-hmm. On Zulily?
Yeah.
This is and anything character related, they have tons of shit. So this is our commercial.
Children's shoes. Yes. There's no reason to pay full price for children's shoes.
Oh my god, I got Paw Patrol Crocs.
Pay full price for children's shoes because I just get Nathan's old shoes. Yeah, and wore twice.
Have you seen the box?
Yeah,
she saw the box. She took some stuff too.
I already took some stuff.
Did you see that like brand new shit?
Yeah, I stole some of that.
There's a brand new pair of Sperry's loafers in that box.
Yeah, I took
for Lincoln.
Oh my god, these dresses are so cute.
Well, and that's like I haven't gone through the clothes. Like when they get that those clothes that you saw there, that was nothing.
I give all of
like
our
half of it had tags still.
Yeah, of course. It does.
Because I took one of the shirts, one of the little Gap shirts with the little teddy bears.
But like those shirts that are in, that was nothing. That's like a I haven't gone through his drawers.
Oh, I'm constantly like cleaning
like
drawers.
Every, like every
house.
Other month.
Yeah, I need to, but I have so much that, and then like for school they're all set. It's like, oh, what's your bottom? Is it khakis, navy? Navy mm-hmm. pants, khakis, let me know.
I could do navy pants or navy shorts.
I have no uniform yet.
Yeah.
Uniforms are the best.
If your kid
I know, I'm looking forward to when Lee
if
has
your
uniform.
Kid comes into khakis, you could win. Because these school? Both have navy. Dude, this and school. I'm on khakis now.
Oh, perfect. No, but the school that my daughter's going into, they're so fucking particular. Like, every article of clothing has to have, like, their stitching on it or Boo. Something stupid like that. Get over yourself, Boo. Bro. Let me get my pants at Target.
Lincoln's school tries to do that, but I don't care.
Like stitching it by yourself, like at home.
No, I just don't put it.
I'm shopping now.
So this was fun before Vanessa spends a lot of money. What do we think about Freak Show?
Oh, I loved it. It was really good.
Freak Show was good.
It went really well with our cheese. We drank it super fast.
Really fast.
Yeah.
It was really good. I really like it.
It was fruity.
Definitely getting it again.
Yes. It was fruity, not very bold, kind of mild, really easy to drink.
It goes with trail mix and cheese.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Ritz crackers.
It would be a good option for sangria, I think. Because you can like really kind of
you could
just...
totally make a good sangria with that wine. Yeah. I really liked it. Good choice, guys.
We're fancy as fuck.
Yes.
Besides the label being absolutely horrifying.
On Cameron Tucker shirts.
Uh-oh.
I showed that to Jeff once.
Somebody's
like, no.
Excited about Zulily.
I'm going to screenshot these to Dave because he's lost weight too. So
have I told you, besides that, they also have Smart Pay. I never do it. But they like QVC, like you can get it now price or two payments or three payments.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they have a credit card. They have a Zulily credit card now.
It's called Smart Pay.
Why does Starbucks have a credit card now?
I don't know. And they keep trying to get me to sign up for it.
They keep trying to get me to
Vanessa,
do it. Like, go away, demon.
Yes, it's bad.
Vanessa. What?
I can't get a Starbucks.
It's a mermaid tea party set.
Oh my god, I need that.
For you or for Sophie?
Shut up.
Oh my god, it's so pretty.
How much is it? I need it.
Okay.
Okay. So, or two payments of $12.
Yeah. $23.99 is not bad.
I
can totally get that. Okay, guys. Before we spend
our spiral.
All this fucking money. Thank you, Patty, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming back. Guys, you can find us on the Acast Network. You can find us on iTunes and geekbro.net, where you can also find a whole bunch of other podcasts. What's Up, Bro? Mount Geekmore. What's Good? Zeros on Heroes. Shiver. Comedy Fitness. The Talking Geek. And I always feel like I'm missing someone.
No, I don't think you are.
You don't.
I don't think I'm missing anybody, but I always feel like I'm missing somebody. So if, whatever. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. And you can email us your wine recommendations or any stories or anything you want us to talk about to Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT at gmail.com. And we have a question. I just noticed. We'll answer it next episode.
Sorry, just being funny.
Yeah. Oops. I should probably pay attention to the Instagram when I ask people to talk to me.
You complain that nobody talks to us.
I know. I complain that nobody talks to us. Them. Oh, and thank you. That was just a giant reminder. Thank you, Cynthia, so much for sending us a present. It was a beautiful, beautiful little piece of art with our logo. We love it, and I can't wait to put it up and look at it every day. So thank you so much for listening. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is chisme ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.